Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Hey, welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports on the Blackout Tips Preview Podcast Network. I'm your host, Rod. Your co-host anyway. I'm joined by my other co-host, as always, Mr. J. Triznai. What's up, Sleazo?
Good afternoon. I'll be Justin this afternoon.
Sure. Whatever you want to be, buddy. We also have a person that tries to sneak her way onto the show whenever possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's Karen. What's going on, Karen?
How y'all doing out there?
doing well. Great. Good doing to see great. You again.
You too, sir.
And it's time, as always, to get into some balls deep sportsness over here. Got to start with the song. I was thinking about kicking it old school today.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's, mm-hmm. and I sink all the way down to the bottom, and you can't find me?
That deep?
I've been there before.
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about my positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey, Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking, just the tipping. Thank you, Scotty Pippen.
That was goal attendant, too, by the way. Ball was on the rim.
Sorry to hear that. But where was I? You're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about balls deep.
We're talking about balls deep in love. That's right, guys. It's balls deep time. First of all, we got emails this week. I think we might even have one last week I forgot to get to. That's my bad. Here's the first email from last week. Can I get that link to Serena Williams twerking? I can't listen live because I work nights and I am asleep during the day. Come on. Come on, Rod, man, from one ass man to another. Can I get that link, please? I'm fiending. Also, the new remix, the Balls Deep intro, is magical. Well, I don't have the link to that.
Did she do another one? Because I know one of them, she took that shit down immediately.
Well, it got posted up again. But someone had put it in the chat while we was on the air. So I don't actually remember the link to it.
I think it was Asparge or Jay Sarge.
I can't remember who put it in the link.
But thank you. Thank you again.
But you can always Google that shit.
Nice. You can watch the Spreecast at any time.
Yeah, you can also, if you got the email, as a premium listener, you can always go back and watch that old Spreecast, mm-hmm. I think up to 7 days, so maybe it's too late
ours
now.
Is longer than seven.
Oh, ours is longer than seven. So, mm-hmm. yeah, you can go back and watch the old Spreecast, just log in and watch it, and go to the part where the video's on the screen. But, yeah, man, I'm sorry I don't have the link, brother. But I appreciate you listening. And, just Google Serena Williams twerking. It's out there. Lionel writes in, Balls Deep Sports Fantasy. Hey, Balls Deep crew. Regular season starts next week, and so does fantasy football. I know you guys have completed your fantasy drafts. Well, I've done three of them. I wanted to know who was on your squad, how many players in the league, any crazy picks that were questionable. Anyways, keep doing an outstanding job. I will keep listening.
Peace,
Nail. Karen's got to go look up her team. You know what I was thinking, Karen? Should we do a league for the actual Blackout Tips again? Or
that's completely up to you. I mean, you say no, and then 24 minutes before, you be like, yeah. So, you know, that's up to you.
Okay, that sounds like a little attitude. But, yeah, maybe.
No, I don't have an attitude.
Right. Out of nowhere. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. I mean, but it depends on, like, is enough people really going to be committed?
Yeah, I think I was thinking about doing it and then just raising the entry price to like say $50 or something, so that, you know, people
have to be serious about it, because
it'll be about, you know, this, that people don't fuck around with their money like that.
They sure don't, because we don't want people coming on and like not paying attention. A person have a bye week, they're not, that's why I don't play for free, because I think somebody was like, they play for free. I was like, I don't play for free, because that's what you get when people's money's not on the line. You're like, you're not taking this shit goddamn seriously.
Well, I know I did it last year. Mm-hmm. And then I think I put out a blog post, and then like I think the first 10 people signed up,
and it was like almost immediately
we
too.
Did it with them. And then like me and Karen played, but we play for free, obviously.
Oh yeah,
setting everything up. So maybe we can do that again this year, and then we'll just raise it to 50, and then just see if people want to do it.
Yeah, because we want to be sure that people really want to play.
All right, I'll send that after the show is over. Okay. And then I'll figure out a draft time sometime this weekend or something.
Yeah, I know.
Here's what I'm thinking though. Like since we have the Balls Deep like premium show or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was thinking if we announce it first here, and then like people can, have like a head start if they want to, you know, like.
And I think that's fair, because
for premium people,
right? And that gives them a fair shot, for the simple fact that you're paying. So there needs to be some kind of, that's almost a perk to be a premium customer, is because you pay first, so you kind of get first dibs into something like this.
Yeah. So what I'm gonna do, man, is I want to announce it right now officially here for premium people. We will do the league. And if you want to be in, all you got to do, go to theblackouttest.com. On the right-hand side, there's like a donate button. Donate 50 and then just put in the comments or anything. If it lets you do a comment, for fantasy football, mm-hmm. I will accept that as your entry. And we'll just add you like to the league, and you'll get an email from ESPN and all that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
If we don't get enough people to sign up, everybody just gets their money back. We just won't do it.
Right.
So yeah, man. I guess the first 10 to sign up, we'll do it like last year, and we'll have 12 people in the league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's fine with me. I know you wanted to twerk it a little bit, because we had too many
tweak it. I mean, those are two different things.
Oh, my bad.
So
some of the rules, because you were saying it was like 8, 3, and 2, and you have people with time.
Don't worry, I'll fix the rules. Last time I just used ESPN's default settings.
That's pretty
bad.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. There's a lot. There's too many ties. There's the scoring is all fucked up.
It is.
It rounds up wrong. So don't worry, I'll fix all that. But,
okay.
Yeah, we'll just announce it first here. So if people want to do that, like I said, if we don't get 10 people, then we won't do it.
Right.
I'll just send the money back to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, do you want to be in the league, man? I mean, you don't have to pay.
You don't pay.
I mean, now I do know you kind of wishy-washy on the fantasy football, so don't.
Anytime I've joined, don't take
somebody's spot if you're just going to be fucking around, but.
No, anytime I've joined, I've taken it seriously.
Okay.
Give me 5 minutes to think about it, sir.
All right. We
I don't want to make that hasty decision.
Hopefully you got 5 minutes. We already got two people in the league right now. So, Dr. Doe Stacks and Jay Sarge already in the league, bro.
And,
so.
And yes, it is PPR.
Yeah, it'll be PP. Don't worry about all that. Oh. Okay. The rules will be the same for everybody. That's what everybody needs to know. You'll get an email and we'll figure all that shit out. But yeah, if y'all want a chance to come for the cane, okay. The man that won 3 out of 4 fantasy football league championships last year, then everybody get a shot at the crown this year. Okay. But it's going to cost you.
Let me look at the schedule. When is the first game coming up?
Next week. On the 4th, I believe.
So you would do the draft this weekend?
We'll have to. Yeah, we don't have a choice. It had to be this weekend or one of the first 3 days of next week. Mm-hmm. So
sounds interesting. Okay. Yeah.
So you want to be in or?
Give me two more minutes. I got five, sir. I asked for five.
You don't want to say, okay, I thought that was.
I'm trying to be Justin today.
Yeah, you're talking out loud, trying to negotiate.
Trying to rationalize. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to take anybody's
that
spot.
That is three people in the league right now. Man, niggas going to be mad when I send that email out. Like, hey, it's full. But
man,
anyway.
Too late.
You ought to be premium.
So, yeah. I'm not going to say.
Now, I will say this though, Rod. Okay. It's going to be all for you. It's going to be more work for Karen. You know, I love giving other people more work. Karen, maybe you should do a ladies only league.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. All right. So
you don't want me to be a commissioner.
No, it's just, you know, so what I was thinking though is I'm not giving y'all any of my fantasy football advice, do's and don'ts. Until we do that league, cause like I don't want to give away anything. Mm-hmm. I will give y'all some fantasy football stories from this weekend that happened in the draft. I don't know why Karen's laughing.
Oh,
okay. Is the story about you, Karen?
One of them should be about me.
Karen don't mind laughing at herself.
The first one is I'm in a league that I won the second year I was in it. I've been in this league for like 8 years now, okay? It's called the Wing Night Fantasy Football League. The rules are crazy and stupid. I don't understand the scoring. It's just difficult. Like, it doesn't matter what I do. That league is hard to win. Oh, somebody else just signed up, so that's like four people. So it's very difficult to win. It's one of those rules where, like, it's not PPR.
Oh yeah.
So you know, so your receivers are weighted a little differently.
Is it dynasty?
No, it's not dynasty. Okay. No. We draft every year. It's like quarterback touchdowns are like worth less than say a running back's touchdowns, and you know, it's like a little, it's just little tweaks here and there. You know, like the yardage might be 0.2. Points for a receiver, but 0.25 for a running back. Just little shit that is, you know, makes it a little different from normal leagues. And the reason the guy set it up this way is because we were already in another league together, and he was like, I don't want my shit to be like that league. I'm like, all right, cool, I get it. But I can't for the life of me figure out how, when my team's good and when my team's bad in this fucking league, man.
Right. Like, cause that matters. So, cause depends on how your league is set up. It will dictate what players are more important, because you have some leagues where certain players are important. And like a PPR league, certain players are important. And in a two quarterback league, certain people are important. And, you know, in a half a point for 3 yards, certain people are important. But yeah, that shit becomes so confusing to me.
Well, with this league though, it's kind of funny because, like I said, I won it the first year. I think the second year. Then the year after that, I think I came in third or something like that. And so I won enough money to basically justify playing in this league every year if I want to. It only pays out the top three spots. So, you know, if you finish fourth, you don't get shit. You don't get your money back, any of that stuff. But it's just like a weird fucking league. And the person that, the reason I can't quit the league, because I really could have justified quitting the league at any point in time, because I won this shit, I proved I'm the best, I'm out. I can't quit the league, though, because every year, the people who win the league, I feel like I'm so much smarter than. So it's my own ego that won't allow me to quit. Like, I would love to quit, but then when I be like, you won? Nah, I could beat you. Somebody else just signed up for the league, J4. So I be like, I could beat you though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to really fucking like bow down to your black ass. They are white. So your white ass. Like, I'm not gonna quit the league until I beat y'all again. And the dude that won the last like three, I think he's either won two or three. No, he's won two. He's won two out of the last 3 years. And he is literally the dumbest person I know.
Uh-oh.
The dumbest. Like, we make jokes about how stupid he is. Like, it's a running joke. Like, and he's okay with it because he knows he's stupid.
But he beat y'all.
But he beat us two out of 3 years, dude.
You're losing to a dummy.
We are losing to a dummy, and it is fucking infuriating. And I can't let it go, man. I have to beat him. Like, I don't have a choice.
You think somebody else playing for him?
No, I know he's not. I know he's not.
In person draft.
Let me tell you.
You're not trying.
Dude, let me tell you about, first of all, he's too stupid to cheat. Second of all, let me tell you about this dude's draft picks. This nigga drafted Brett Favre the year Brett Favre threw all those touchdowns for Minnesota. Remember that one?
Sound like me.
But remember that one anomaly year? Like, he went from like, almost out of the league. Green Bay was like, thank God we got rid of his sorry ass.
Yep.
See, he went and he like led the league in touchdowns down there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Him and Tom Brady that, yo.
Yeah. Now see that you're going, oh, well, shit, what's wrong with that? That's smart. No. Here's another thing. Remember how Brett Favre died in the playoffs that year?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep. His ankle got twisted in a way that a man's ankle not supposed to go.
Right.
And so he retired.
Right.
He drafted his ass the next year.
Right.
And he drafted retired Brett Favre the next year. And not like as a sleeper. I'm talking like round three. What?
Right.
And now the year he had Brett Favre with Minnesota, I don't think he won the league. The year he drafted retired Brett Favre, he won the fucking league. What? How?
ain't that the year he played for the Vikings, and like that was the year I drafted Adrian Peterson. I got like the first draft. I drafted Adrian Peterson, and Adrian Peterson barely got the fucking run because Brent Favre was like, fuck it, I'm gonna check it. I was like, fuck you, Brent Favre. Oh, and Terry said that he put in this money, he forgot to put fantasy football.
Yeah, Terry, I saw you in, so. Yeah.
Damn it, man. Y'all rushing this decision, really, aren't you?
But, so, yeah.
That's like three spots low.
Yeah, so, going by this. All right, so I won this shit in like 2007. Then I came in third in 2008. 2007 was on Yahoo. So I came in third in 2008. I have not finished in the top three since, dog. What?
So you're not as good as you talk about being there.
No,
sounds like to me.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Meanwhile, in every other league, championship, first, second, third place.
But this is championship, the one that got the weird rules.
It's just this fucking league, and it's driving me insane. I can't quit until I win again.
So you're not smart enough to figure out how to,
nigga,
beat the rules?
The people that's winning are so stupid.
Because the rules, like, if you play fantasy football, the rules don't make any sense.
Yeah, Devin won in 2009, dog. He won in 2009. Oh, man, Chris Chen, you know, Chen from up the show.
Chris Fielded, I mean, he Chris figured
Chen,
it out.
Yeah, Chris Chen won that one year, hasn't finished in the top three since.
Oh.
Yep. It's like, once you get there once, you ain't never going to do it again. It's like you won by fluke.
Yeah. He finished in top 10, 2011, that's it. Okay, so 2010, 2011. My man Andrew won in 2012. Didn't finish in top three in 2013. And then Devin won in 2013, dog. Guess who Devin drafted in the second round of this year's draft?
Who?
Josh Gordon.
Oh, the nigga that's not gonna play this year?
He gonna play in Canada. Does Canadian yards count?
It doesn't count, and he won't be playing in Canada.
Oh, they tell him no?
He won't be playing nowhere.
He won the league last year. I don't understand this world, man.
And it's not auto draft because you're picking in person.
We're picking in person, man.
Maybe he didn't know the news. Maybe he's busy and doesn't get to keep up with all sports news.
Man, how do you play fantasy football?
This nigga, he won with Ryan Matthews and Jock Bell as his running backs.
Who the hell is both of them?
Ryan Matthews is running back for San Diego. Jock Bell is a running back for Detroit. But he shared the backfield with Reggie Bush.
Okay.
I don't know, man. It's so frustrating. I can't quit. But that was the story from this weekend. He drafted Josh Gordon in the second round. And he did it on some like, ha ha! Y'all let my boy Josh Gordon slip.
And everybody was probably looking like, oh, nigga, you know he ain't playing.
Here's the
right?
best part. He tried to draft Josh Gordon the pick before his turn. So somebody was like, all right, it's my turn. And then he was like, oh, Josh Gordon. And everybody was like, what? It's not your turn. Now, what I love about this league, we all stayed silent
to see if he was going to do it again
and shut the fuck up until he could pick. Like, everybody at the same time made the same look. Like, don't you say shit.
So nobody even tried to look out for their home.
Hell, nigga, no. Y'all, he won the league. You understand what I'm saying?
Like, he's not smart.
This would be like if Vic kept beating us at the Y one day.
That'll never happen.
Right. Well, but if he did, could you imagine us? And then one, and then he came off the side of the court and was like, actually, guys, I want Woodcock on my team. We'll be like, oh, don't say nothing. Let him get Woodcock. Maybe we can figure out how to beat him now. So yeah, he drafted fucking Josh Gordon, dog, in the second round. The second round of the fucking, of everybody. Everyone's available. It's not a fantasy keeper league. Everyone's available. And this nigga drafted Josh motherfucking Gordon. I kid you not. The whole room was just looking like, are you fucking kidding me? Where are you getting your information from? Oh, one
maybe
year.
Maybe he picked the same players with all the same numbers.
No, one year he showed up to the draft. I'm not joking. He finished second this year. He had the book from last year.
Oh,
like to do the draft?
Yes, because I used to use the books. I love those books. Yeah.
Like his rankings was wrong as shit. They was wrong as fuck, man. He's like, yeah, I'll take Greg Jennings. Like, for Minnesota?
Does he have a family? Like, keep multiple children?
No, man.
Like, I have to assume this dude is busy.
He's a typical.
Does he smoke weed?
He's a typical bro.
He smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah. Like Ryan said, he's a bro.
He's
one
a
of
typical
people
bro, man.
Just don't pay attention.
What the name of his team is every year he's been in the league?
What?
I just want to do an Asian. That's how bro. That's how bro Devin is.
What does Chris say about that team name?
And Chris don't give a fuck, man.
I like Chris.
Chris name Chinny Chinny Bang Bang. That's just as racist if you ask me.
No, that's his last. That's a play off his last name though.
Yeah, but that's still racist. I don't like it. But yeah, man. So it's bad, man. It's real bad.
Well, I'm taking Jason Campbell this year. My first pick. That's the quarterback I got my eye on.
Yeah, maybe
you out of Cleveland.
Now I'm not gonna have the dumbass rules like we have in this other league.
Oh no. Mm-mm.
By the way, I finished fifth last year. So sixth the year before that.
Oh, this year you might get to finish
fourth the year before that. Keep in mind only third place get paid.
You might get to finish fourth.
Seventh. I'm just looking at this shit so disgusted. Oh, I remember this year when I went ninth. Nigga, I had like the fourth most points in the league and I went 4-10. Every week I played a nigga with like two more points than me. It
wow.
didn't even matter. Like it got to a point where I was just like, it don't matter who I play. Like niggas was so sorry and they was whooping my ass. I just was like, yep, that's about right.
Wow.
Oh man, I hate this league, man.
Why are you still there?
I can't quit until I beat this stupid motherfucker. He's not smarter than me.
But suppose he loses this year, right? But he's still ranked higher.
Ain't you
than
learn
you.
Anime? Ain't you learn?
Like, suppose he ranked fourth, but you sixth this year.
I don't care. Listen, I have to win the league. You understand? It's not about winning the money. It's not about coming in third. It's like, you know what? If no. I finish last in every other league, but I win this one, I'm actually good.
No, but you
like, I might quit fantasy football forever if I beat this league. Do you
so
understand?
It's not this dude though, because I'm saying if this dude,
I need to beat them all. They are all dumber than me. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
But the dumbest dude still,
right?
If he still come in higher than you though, that's
but that I'm saying if I win the league, that's impossible. I have to win the league.
I don't. See
I have to prove that
league.
I'm smarter than all of them.
I don't see oh. you winning the league because apparently it has nothing to do with intelligence.
Here's the other thing. Right? Every year. And they put the names in the hat, the numbers in the hat. We pick numbers out the hat, right? That's how you get your draft position. I have picked out 9 or 10 for 8 years in a row.
Wow.
How is that possible? How, Sway? It shouldn't be mathematically fucking possible. It must be like in the 1% percentile at this point of me picking. I picked it out this year. I saw 10. I didn't even get mad. I just looked at the 10 and said, that's about fucking right, dog. What else? Of course I'm number 10. The only reason I didn't get to pick number 10 the year that I came in fourth is because someone was dumb enough to trade up with me. They was like, I hate number 5. And I was like, I will take number 5. I'll suck your dick. I got these two cheeseburgers. And they gave me number 5. And I ended up coming in fucking fourth in the league, man. It's just.
Draft order doesn't matter to me. I'm great.
Yeah, it does matter.
Yeah, I don't care what y'all. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. All I know is I have to beat these niggas.
One question. When doing the draft, did you go, say I get like 9, right? Mm-hmm. Did you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, then 12 picks again, and the order goes back reverse?
Yeah, we do snake.
Serpentine. Okay. Yeah, serpentine. Yeah. Fuck, man.
put me in, right? Because now I
Dustin's in.
Because after I beat you or come in higher than you, I want to see how. I want to see the frustration in your face.
Nah,
like, Justin don't even fucking watch goddamn NFL games on Sunday. He said his roster on Wednesday. Don't even look at it again. He'll end up motherfuckers injured or not.
You know, we can deal with that, but this is one of those
It won't bother me because the league rules won't be stupid.
Right. I think if you win,
you just win. These league rules are stupid, man.
I'm just going to come in on Fridays and look at your notepad and see what names you got wrote down and in what order.
I mean, it'd be too late by then.
Sunday games. I got Sunday games.
Everybody knows the waiver wire happens on Tuesday or Wednesday. So by the time you're looking at names on Friday, it's a wrap.
Yep, everybody take it up.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm not giving y'all any fancy football drafting secrets. I'm not helping y'all at all. Fuck that. I'm trying to beat y'all niggas too. All so
right, well, I did give out one pick, Jason Campbell.
And Karen's crazy pick. So we're in this other league. It's my all black league. It's all the black people from college and shit that went to HBCU. And, in that league, and like Larry is in there and Ty Diamond's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So in that league, we have, a draft where you keep keepers.
Yeah. Up to 3.
Yeah. We went from like 1 to 2. This year it was 3. I'm trying to like get them used to some advanced fantasy football stuff. So, you know, that we keep more keepers, changes up the strategy. Now, inevitably, some dumbass always forgets to keep their keepers.
Right.
Somebody always forgets to go to the draft.
Right.
This year, Larian slept through the draft, woke up with an auto pick team.
Oh, you don't want that.
Yeah. But, you know.
Well, don't they just pick the best available every time?
According to ESPN, which might not be the best available. It's an ESPN statistics.
Like 2 more people just signed up. Hold on. Let me go back and count these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So there's only 2 more spots left already. So, cause I'm counting Justin, me and Karen. So that'll make 12. What was I saying? Oh, so we got the keepers now. So, and because of draft, you know, it takes a while. Like, I think before I've always said it at like 90 seconds to pick on ESPN.
It took forever.
And that was taking too long. So then we moved to 60. Because what was happening is, and they're one of the reasons that I almost every year I'm always like, it's too many leagues. Cause they're a lot of work to me. Cause one, I had to collect the money.
Mm-hmm.
2, when half of them don't care. It makes me mad. Now, sure, it makes it easier to win the league.
Right.
But it still makes me mad because I'm like, bitch, I took all the time to set this up and your ass couldn't even like show up to the draft.
Right.
Or, you know, you do show up to the draft and the ESPN has these weird auto pick rules where like the first 3 or 4 times it takes the whole 90 seconds. And you sitting there like, is this person even there? Why is it taking so long? Then after that, it starts auto picking for you. But it made the draft take too long. It would be like 1.5 hours, 2 hours.
Right.
So I switched it to 30 seconds. Nigga, 30 seconds is so fast.
Faster like than you thought. Might as well do 45 next year.
You don't got time to type in your name, do you?
Like, you really have to know what you're going to do. It's advanced. Like, you need to know 2 or 3 people that you might want by the time it gets to you.
You better.
And if someone takes that person right before it gets to you, it fucks you up.
Real bad.
Karen was right in front of me, and she got me a couple times. Coming up, and then
Going back? Yeah.
Well, not going back. I'm in front of you, so it wasn't a problem. But
I imagine Karen talking the most shit.
No, Karen doesn't even talk shit.
You don't talk
at all.
Trash, Karen?
No.
We're going to have to work on it.
So Karen picks. She was trying to pick a quarterback.
Yes.
And she put her rankings in reverse order by accident.
I was like, what the fuck is going on
now,
over
this
here?
This is really her fault because
it is.
One, any veteran fantasy football player, Karen's been playing this fucking fantasy football for literally years now. I don't help her pick or anything like that. She's on her own, so she has to learn lessons of her own. Now, I pay way more attention to fantasy football. I'm listening to podcasts about it every day for the last month, even though, you know, the drafts hadn't started yet for a lot of shit. You know, I'm keeping up on this shit because it matters to me. Karen just, you know, typical woman. I'm in and I'm out whenever I feel like it. So somehow she didn't realize her quarterback rankings were completely upside down, and she drafted Joe Webb.
And I was like, who the fuck is this?
No, I was like, who the fuck is this?
Oh, yeah, because I didn't realize that at first.
I said, Karen, Joe Webb? Why would you draft Joe Webb?
Yeah, rookie.
He's a backup quarterback to Cam Newton.
Right.
Because I was going to say, I don't even see him throwing a touchdown last year.
Right. Joe Webb.
He'll probably never play.
Never get in the game.
He will this year. Cam got that that rib. Is he playing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's playing. Yeah, he should. Listen, there's no way to spin this where it's okay for Cam. Mm-hmm. It was terrible.
It was bad.
Cam shouldn't be playing right now. I would say that if I was him.
Oh, well. I'm talking about that's totally season. Different. That's a totally different discussion. But to the fantasy football draft thing, it was just so funny because Karen, like, fucked up. And then I had to, like, set it back up so that she could, like, get her rankings right and move to the top. But I know part of that was because we only get 30 seconds.
Right.
So she fucked up, and then she panicked and didn't know how to get it right.
Right, because you'd be like, you look at it, be like, ding, ding, you'd be like, oh shit, 5 seconds, pick something.
Yeah. So I probably won't do 30 seconds.
No,
again.
30 seconds is too short.
It's too short, but maybe a minute. But yeah, Karen fucked up and picked Joe Webb. That was another highlight of, dumbass picks.
Right. And as soon as they was like, all your picks are selected, I was like, when that you go in there, they're like, what you did? I was like, you got to go, my nigga. I got open spots.
Mm-hmm. I just talked to my research team. They said I got this in the bag, so.
Yeah, I'm sure they did say that. So.
Cause everybody's on board. So my research team, everybody's on board.
So who's your research team?
My research team, sir. I think I'm gonna help you out, let you name names.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Get them on your side.
I'm just saying, if there are people that are in the chat room right now,
no,
those are the same people that are signing up to beat you.
Oh no,
right?
I'm not looking.
So I'm just trying to watch your back.
I'm not looking in the chat. I'm not looking in the chat.
That's my bad for trying to help. Because I thought maybe that's who your research.
I got a research team. I just text all of them. They all text back.
Yeah, and I did fit. I forgot. I finished second in this league last year, so I actually finished 2009 first, 2010 first, 2011 first, 2012 first, and then second. So, like that's a league with rules that make sense.
Right, and I think I haven't been top three in a few years, but like I've become like second. But I did win Ike Turner Bowl this year, and hopefully I win next year too.
Up top to that, Karen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what about that? You know, they got, I've been hearing a lot of commercials about, the weekly pick 'em. You know, you pick your team and.
Yeah, I don't like doing those.
Win money. Those things actually pay out.
I don't know.
I've never known anyone to win money from those.
I don't like doing them because it's so tedious. I always forget at one point, and also, there's never a good prize on the line. The one time I used to have a prize, it was at my job. We used to do this thing where the loser had to get everybody breakfast. But then this one dude kept losing every week, and he was a bitch about it. God, he was the biggest fucking bitch about it, man. To the point where, like, he would lose and other people would buy the shit because he was just bitching so much. Like, every week you would just have to hear like
4 months of buying breakfast though.
It wasn't even 4 months, dog, but it was like either do it or don't. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it was like, oh man, you know, it's just, I guess you guys win again. I just don't know what I'm doing.
It's like, why the fuck do you play then?
Yeah, and it was like, maybe.
Nobody ever hit him with, "That's right, bitch. I own your ass. This week I won't."
Yeah, yeah.
I want to,
yeah, a lot. Yeah, my man Joe used to do him like that. And it got so bad that we were just like, "Joe, don't even say nothing, cause he's gonna bitch to us and basically try to get pity." And then even if you try to be like, "Well, let me just buy breakfast this week, man. You don't have to do it." He'll be like, "Nah, you know, some man shit. Like, I'm gonna do it. I make my obligations."
But not if I don't hear you cry.
Yeah. And then he would make his picks and be like, "Come over to your desk. Like, what you think gonna happen with San Francisco and such?" I'm like, "Dog, just make your picks, man." Like, just make your picks like we making our picks. But yeah, so that's the last time I did it, and we had to stop because he was bitching so much. Like, I don't know.
He made it not fun.
He was about to get everybody fired.
Yeah, I don't know if he, it was more than just making it not fun. Like, also, Joe, the dude who was talking shit, didn't know how to just shut the fuck up about it. So then it got like a whole lot of animosity between them two.
Right.
And I think that's when the boss came over. It was like, "Y'all got to stop doing it completely."
Oh, because they would be at each other.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, it was so not fun at that point that, you know, Joe would be like, "Why don't we just do it by ourselves?" I was like, "No, like, you ruined it." Like, you could have just let dude lose and been grateful about it, but you had to, like, cuss his ass out every week on some talking shit stuff, and you know he can't take that. He's fragile. Like,
Joe should have hit him with the, "So you man up to talk shit, but not man up to buy my breakfast when you lose."
Well, he what? What do you mean talk shit?
Like, cause you say he was talking shit back.
No, he wasn't talking shit.
He wouldn't say nothing back?
He would be all pitiful. It was, you know what I mean? It was like he'd be looking at us for sympathy. Like, "Look at this, guys." I'll just be like, "This nigga."
Not man. Even to help me. At least to help me.
Nah,
it please was make so, him stop.
It was so pathetic, dog. I'm just sitting here like, "Man, let me just stay out of this shit. Cause it's ruining my fun. It's supposed to be fun."
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be a little like, "Oh, we get," and it wasn't like this nigga was the only one who lost, but he was losing the most this year, and he just made it such a hard time. It was like, instead of looking forward to the breakfast, you start being like, "Oh, fuck, Katan lost, shit." Oh, man, I know I gotta hear about it on Monday, you know?
But Joe should have been worried as much shit as he was talking. I mean, that dude got your breakfast for a whole car ride to do what he want to do.
Yeah. You know what's funny though? It got to the point where like, it would be shit where he'll be like, "I'm down one game, but it depending on who wins the Monday night game is who wins this week." And it was weeks where like, he'll be like, "Hey man, why don't you switch picks with me then, man? Like, you pick so and so and I'll pick such and such." And people would do it. And he would lose.
They try to give him the game.
Dog. It would be like, you know, "No way the Jets gonna beat the Packers." And he'll be like, "Well, I mean, the only way I could win is if the Packers lose to the Jets." And so the person would be like, "Well, you know what, man, I'll switch. I'll go."
Yeah, they was like, "Fuck it, I'll take
I'll go to the Packers," right. "And then you get the Jets, and then we'll just," or "I'll go to the Jets, you get the Packers, and then you end up winning, so don't worry about it." And no, that night the Jets would find a way to beat the Packers.
And everybody be like, "Fuck."
At Tuesday, you'd be like, "Fuck, Katan lost again." So yeah, I don't like doing those particularly, honestly. Mm-hmm. I like fantasy football better.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, keep doing an outstanding job. I'll keep listening. Y'all, I'm assuming y'all don't have any crazy picks from.
No, because, you know, our draft is the only draft I've done this year. Oh, are you going to do your team or no?
I'm not telling them my team. No.
Oh, okay.
Then they gonna know which players I think are sleepers and shit. I'm not helping these niggas out at all.
Oh,
zero.
Okay. Okay. No
not
problem.
Getting shit from me. Anyway, Dr. Dostax writes in. Howdy, Rod and Justin. It's Dostax, MA in Comparative Ratchet Studies. In light of Michael Sam's showering becoming newsworthy in a stupid way, it has made me wonder how many of these athletes would have reacted to finding out that they likely have showered with a teammate who are gay or bi or something. Well, it's funny because some of those guys swear to God, like, "It's not a big deal. I already showered with gay people. So I'm actually insulted that they don't come out and tell me." Now, most of those people only say that shit when they're down in Michael Sam for coming out the closet. So it's one of those like, it's that catch 22 of, do you mean this for real? Or are you just saying this as a way to slight a gay player? But yeah, I've heard, you know, players say like, oh, we knew such and such was gay and we showered him. Anyway, I say this for two reasons, because I've had teammates in high school and college that were homophobic as hell, but also have no problem waving their junk around like a helicopter.
Right.
The meat propeller, he puts in parentheses. Or would openly comment on each other while showering, yet do like, yet also get uncomfortable around guys that they thought were gay. Secondly, I do like guys. I'm a bisexual, according to one Reverend Manning. And, listen, nothing sexy about a locker room. Nothing, dog. Hell, punching each other in the balls is comedy and whipping each other with towels is common. It's just funny to me that dudes are perfectly fine but the idea that Sam is there somehow is a problem in the eyes of the media and folks like Tony Dungy. And I appreciate y'all's balls deepening coverage of Michael Sam. Pause. You know what's funny about that is, to me anyway, a lot of the stuff in sports is pretty, it's pretty homoerotic.
Right. I mean, not trying to be funny. Y'all squat down with your asses in the air. You reach up underneath somebody's ball for a football. You know, like y'all wear these skin tight pants that shows your crock, your ball print. You know, but yet, like he said, in this typical, in a lot of, sports room, like you say, you got the helicopter, you're smacking each other on the asses with towels, but nothing's wrong with that though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also, like, you know, you got these perfectly chiseled specimens tackling each other and grabbing each other's dick for the ball and all this like weird shit that
ladies man wrestling.
Yeah. Right. Slapping each other on the butt after plays. Like, maybe that's why people are even more homophobic or more scared or whatever. Cause it's like, oh my God, you may have enjoyed slapping me on the dick, you know, but it's kind of weird to me that people get that uptight about it. Mm-hmm. Second of all, because of just the sheer percentages and the number of people on sports teams and the number of people that shower together. Everybody showered with a gay dude at some point.
Right. Is it possible for you not to have?
Yeah, if you played on a fucking 50-person roster, there's like a fucking zero chance no one on that roster is, I'll put it this way. There's almost a 0% chance that everybody on the roster is straight.
Right.
Like somebody is something, man. Yep. Okay? What are you going to say, Justin?
I agree. I'm more fear of being raped in the locker room with all that horse playing.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny?
You know, it's like, white skin, they going to see all this golden deliciousness.
And
but you know what's funny is you joke about it, but there's like been things we've covered on the show and stuff, and it's common practice in a lot of these little football towns and shit. Well, like they'll do some rapey ass hazing type shit, like sticking brooms up people's asses.
Right.
And,
what part of the game is that?
Dude, right? Right.
To haze somebody to be on the football
squad.
Even
if you're gay, what part of the game
is that? And when they get caught, they'll be like, well, we've been sticking, it's a tradition. We've been sticking bottles up each other's ass since my father was on the team. Well, I don't see why we got to stop now. It's like, so y'all will fight progress that says stop putting bottles up each other's asses. But you don't want to see a gay dude on the team? Like, what's the problem? Like, y'all niggas already almost there.
It's that, but you know what it is, man. It's part of that too is that thing, just like with racism or anything else, is that they don't want it known what they do in the dark.
Right.
And you don't really know how people feel about things till it's time to vote for it.
Mm-hmm.
But people have been gay since 1500s and back before then. You know, BC, people have been gay. Like, it's a part of life. I don't understand these people that are still upset about homosexuals and lesbians,
right?
Gay, trans, whatever, you know, whatever you want to be. I don't understand these people that are angry about it. But I say more dick wagging to you. That locker room though you was in, what never happened in my locker room, because I'd have been like, man, I don't want to see y'all dicks. Put that shit up.
Also, Justin, what is the most light-skinned thing Rod's ever done at the Y?
Man, to be honest, Rod do a lot of light-skinned shit at the Y. Like Rod is the first one to go get the police for help.
That's true.
Rod will go get the police in a minute.
When I'm working? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never, I've never gotten them when I was off duty, but like when I'm working, I'd much rather. See, here's the thing. When I had to work at the Y, I had to control these.
Why are you bringing up details and facts?
Because it matters to the story.
No, it doesn't matter.
I mean,
it matters to you.
It matters
see,
to me.
He'd be a light skinned right now. See, he'd be a light skinned right now.
Well, what's funny is that the next question is about you. So you might, if you don't want me to clarify, then I'll just submit something you can't clarify, whichever you prefer.
I'm okay with it. I get light skinned jokes all the time by you.
I want to hear.
Well, they want to know what the most dark skinned thing you've ever done is. So
I'm okay with them stories.
Okay.
We talk about them all the time.
Yeah. So what happened was there was one time, this is the best. I don't even know if we talked about the show or not, but we were at the Y. It was a Sunday. I had to work and I was playing ball. Now, that's totally legal and fine. Although sometimes people, get it twisted because they feel like, oh, since you on the court, I don't got to respect you like you're the court monitor. And I'm only making $7.50 an hour, so you never going to catch me raising my voice. Mm-hmm. I'm not yelling at nobody. Mm-hmm. I'm not putting my hands on nobody.
Nope.
If niggas want to fight, I'm just going to go get the police officer and be like, these niggas want to fight.
Right.
Do your job. You know what I mean? Because that's it. So what happened was it was the end of a game and I want to say I was on the team that was down 1 point or something. Clock was running out. And Justin, was it you that fouled Rob or Rob that fouled you?
He fouled me. I called
foul. Okay. So Rob fouled Justin. Justin, like as part of a continuation, clock was running out and the clock doesn't stop for anything. So, as part of a continuation, as the buzzer was running out, Justin just like kept going to hit a three. And so Rob was like, nah, I fouled you. But we play continuation at this Y. Justin didn't call foul. And it was all within the motion of the shot. Like he just like took another step.
That day.
Yeah. That's the only day that I've ever called the police on you.
No, you twice.
Not on you.
Twice.
No, what other day did I call?
That was another argument like that. I refused to, where you go with the store. It was another argument like that. Nah. That happened twice.
Nah, I've never called. Nah, I will remember if I called the police.
Maybe
twice
it was
on
somebody
you.
Else called the police on me then.
Yeah.
you forget your altercations.
This might be the most dark skinned shit you do.
I get it.
Get the police called on you on a regular basis.
I get a call to like here.
So what was funny is like niggas was arguing and I was just like, listen, here's what I'm willing to do because I really don't give a fuck to the point where like y'all have now pissed me off. Like,
right.
Cause I was being reasonable and they was yelling and that was, that was killing me. Cause I was just like, nah, guys, just shoot for it because the shot counts, blah, blah, blah. No, fuck that, man. I ain't getting off the court. Look, man, you can either shoot for it or everybody gets off the court. I don't care. That means I get off the court too. Well, of course you do that because you're the monitor. Bitch, I don't want to lose either.
Right.
Like, I want to win, but if we're at an impasse, we'll get off the court. There's fucking 30 people waiting.
Right.
They can,
two new teams.
Everybody just going to have to wait 3-4 games until they get up.
Wasn't I already not liking Rob during this time?
I don't know.
Was this part of that period? Because we was on opposite teams.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And I wonder if there was that period too where I was like, fucking, I ain't playing with y'all because Rob on y'all team.
I don't know. I feel like you didn't like Rob for a long time, so it could have been, right? so then like what happened though is niggas started yelling and being like, we're not getting out the court and we're not shooting for it to see who won the game.
Like, Attica too, what's happening here?
Right, it was no, like, so basically these niggas gonna stay on the court forever? Like,
no, that's not
there
happening.
There was no end, it was just a stalemate. And so I gave them about a minute to really repeated what happened, the same, like I just said, so y'all don't you wanna shoot for it? No, fuck that. So, y'all do realize that a new 10 got to get on the court. I'm not getting off the court. So you're not going to shoot for it, but you're not going to get off the court. Fuck that. And the other team not going to shoot for it, and they not going to get off the court. No. I'll be right back. I just walked out, got the police officer. It was like, yeah, These people gotta get off the court. Then all of a sudden, and what pissed me off even more, niggas was like, oh nah, we'll shoot for it now. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck everybody. You. I gave you every opportunity. If you had any fucking respect for me, your ass would have been like, let's just shoot for it. Obviously, right. We're at an impasse.
When the officer
Rod has given us fucking 5 minutes of arguing and plus another minute of just trying to be reasonable.
Nope. When everybody would have got off the court.
So everybody got off the fucking court.
Right.
So if that makes me light skinned, I will take it.
I don't blame you.
Cause fuck that shit, man. I was so, like, it was crazy too because I the second that I was like, I'm just getting the police, I wasn't mad at all. Like, it went from like, I was really at 10, but I wasn't yelling at people. I was just like, can't believe these niggas are really being this ignorant right now.
Right, and forcing me to go get somebody else.
Yeah, at my job.
Right.
You know what I mean? Saying disrespectful shit. Like, okay, you know, some of these people are my friends. Like, no, fuck that, man. I'll do it. Okay, all right, cool. So I go get the police officer. As soon as they get, like.
He said some of them, like, I ain't in the room.
Well, I mean, it wasn't just you. It was like Rob was there.
Mike was there.
Yeah, it was people I count as friends that was like, egging me. Like, completely like, fuck what you have to say. We're not even going to listen to your idea. I'm like, okay.
Because you wasn't part of the fight.
Yeah,
it
okay.
Don't matter.
Cool.
He was reasonable.
I'm at work.
Right.
I'm at work.
You wanted to be the rational voice. That's so light skinned of you. Right. Not wanting the altercation.
Exactly.
Not wanting people to express themselves. Yeah, in an angry way.
So
keep your low tone, guys.
Right. Meanwhile, honestly, like, this is my job on the line and my free membership. But my niggas don't care. Like, that ain't what that sounds like. Something that's bigger than this fight right now, right? So niggas don't care. So I went and got the officer and was just like, yeah, all these people gotta get off the court. That's it. And nice. Then everybody start trying to bargain and hey man, Rod, can we just like shoot for it now? No, I don't
recall doing it.
Yeah, I just remember, you was definitely one of them.
Cause
I'm gonna tell you why, and in a second you're gonna remember. I'm gonna tell you why you was part of the problem. Cause as soon as the officer got us off the court, you came over to me and we was laughing, and then Rob and Mike and them was still mad and they was like, how are y'all laughing? I was like, cause it don't matter no more. It's over.
Right. That's why I said I don't remember bargaining. Like, I remember being like, I'm mad that I ain't get my call. Fuck y'all. Now, okay, now I'm done with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just remember we started laughing immediately sitting on the sideline when I was called the next 10. Like, me and you was cool, like a second later. It wasn't even some like, oh, fuck this. Y'all niggas ain't listening. Like I said, once he got everybody off the court, I wasn't mad at all. Like,
right, cause
I was
something
had to
happen.
Like, people was coming over to me, like, trying to be, put me down, put me on the list. I was like, all right, no problem, man. Put you down right here.
Next 10, 2 games. Yep.
Anyway, that'll be, how long do I gotta wait? Well, you gotta wait about 4 games. Probably should have kept your mouth shut.
Right.
But yeah, it was just funny, man. Like, so if that's the most light-skinned thing I ever done, I will take that.
Mm-hmm. oppressive. Don't want people to raise their voice. Keep it low,
man,
guys.
This is some pretty, you got a lot of self-hate, man.
all the stereotypes you be throwing at me.
A lot of self-hate. Now the most dark-skinned thing that Justin's ever done at the Y.
Same occasion?
I would say, when Justin, waits on me to get there so that we could play ball together. Like, you know, that's some loyalty type shit, man. Like, that's what dark skinned people do for each other all the time. We look out for each other. We stick together. And you know, like if one of us go down, then we all got to go down rather than just trying to be out there for ourselves. You know, we recognize the commonality in our fellow man.
Now, Rod,
and that we share
you,
the same struggle.
Is that he'll text me first thing that morning, be like, please come to the gym. If you get there before me, wait on me, please.
Yeah.
Because I want to play with you.
Right.
And I'd be like, I don't want to play with you, nigga. You sore.
I mean, like, he fights against his light skin urges.
Rod, but like, please,
still
man.
Run with us.
I can't win unless you play on my team. Yeah. Please. Damon said please too.
Yeah, I got the text messages right here. I just pull them out. I pull out the whole history on the iPhone. y'all can see me begging to play with Justin. But, yeah.
If y'all believe that though.
but yeah, man.
Y'all haven't listened to the show long.
But yeah, you know, Justin is very loyal. He has your back when you make a call. So I would say those are the most dark skinned things about Justin is, you know, we stick together. And finally, so what y'all think about Swaggy P said he doesn't have ink on his right arm because it's strictly for buckets. I didn't know he said that.
All the more reason that's my dude.
Swaggy P, strictly for buckets. That's dope. All right, man. We got a ton of fucking news to go through. We bullshitted for a while now. Let me just double check, keep making sure nobody else signed up. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, 7. So 2 more people can sign up. They're going to be mad as shit when I send this out. Should have been premium, dog. Should have watched the show live.
Right.
All right. So, Peyton Manning got fined by the NFL for taunting because somebody hit one of his receivers, Wes Welker, and gave him a third concussion in a year. Dog.
Don't he wear an extra big helmet or something like that?
He does already. He still got a concussion.
Special needs helmet and shit.
Hey, man, here's the thing about this Wes Welker thing. I drafted this nigga like an hour before this happened. This is the second time in my life that I drafted somebody that got hurt in preseason. The first time was I drafted Travis, I think his name was Travis Davis. Travis Henry. And Travis Henry broke his back. Like, it was literally like we finished the draft, sat down on the couch with a beer. I was like, oh shit, my second round pick on here. About to run up in the, is that the stretcher? What's wrong? Get up, Travis.
Right.
Move your legs. Right. Like, broke his back.
And this is why I don't understand when people, like, they be so excited about fucking fantasy football. They be like, we drafting July 4th. Nigga, what?
Right. Why? So much shit can happen.
Right. They might not make the roster. They might switch teams. They might get traded. You don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
Now, luckily, Wes Welker was, like, my fifth best receiver. So, I'm fine. But still, like, he got a concussion. I was like, and that's why I didn't draft your ass early, because you a concussion prone nigga right now. Mm-hmm. So Peyton Manning, instead of being like, yeah, you hit the dude, but whatever, he threw a touchdown to Emmanuel Sanders and then ran up to Swearinger to let him know that he wasn't happy. Swearinger said Manning told him a 4-letter word followed by you at the end. So
not a 4-letter word.
In preseason, Manning throws a touchdown.
You know, I'm looking at Wes Welker's stats last year. He only averaged like 60 yards a game, but he's still in the top 10 as far as touchdowns.
And that's missing the games with concussions, too.
But
he missed the last 3 games of the year with a concussion.
But you know who right up under him?
Josh Gordon. Johnson. Oh, who?
Josh Gordon.
Josh? Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, you remember
he averaged 117 yards.
And that's with him missing some games for the suspension by weed, too. Yep. He's a one of a kind talent. Money well spent, said Peyton Manning when asked about the fine.
I guess.
He's like, hey, I'm rich. I told him fuck you. His fine was $8,200 for taunting DJ Swearinger. He said, I accept it. Money well spent.
He could have bought him a Boosie.
Now how rich you gotta be to get charged $8,200 and then be like, yeah, I will pay $8,200 to tell that man fuck you to his face any day of the week.
Right. That's like somebody said, that's like somebody charging you $2.50.
Dog, he's so rich.
If we got fined at the Y, you would see an entirely different Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Extra polite to everyone. Good evening, sir.
Be done with all that. You got your knee in my ass. Stop. Oh, ass again. That's another fine. Damn.
I wanted to punch Adam in his face so hard the other day.
Adam? What did Adam do? Yes.
He fouled me. Like, I was in the air getting a rebound, just going to tap it
in.
Oh,
yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
And he jumped into my legs.
Yeah, I saw that, man. You got mad.
Yo, don't undercut me, bro.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised, man. So.
Yeah, because I will punch him in his face. But I'm not trying to just initially punch somebody in the face, because there you will go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I believe that crew right there will definitely call 911 and be like, his name is Justin, blah, blah, blah.
Right, I told you, people to instigate be the first people to go get the authorities.
But at the same time, Bruh, if he did that again, yes, it would have been worth it to punch him in his face and drag his ass all up and down that court. I really do mean it. Because it's some dirty underhand stuff. Like, and it just fits into his personality and the type of dude he is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That he would do something to deliberately hurt you and be like, oh, my bad, I didn't realize what I was doing.
Speaking of suspensions and getting in trouble with the NFL, Brandon Merriweather, the safety for the Washington Redskins, suspended two more games because he won't stop hitting niggas wrong. What's wrong with him?
I watched that play, man. I don't know what else he could have done other than just not do his job.
You know what's funny is everybody keeps making that excuse for this dude every time. At some point, it's you. You know what I mean? Like, the bad shit always happens to you. It's never another way to possibly hit a nigga. Ever. It's always got to come down to you lowering your helmet, looking at the ground, not the numbers, and hitting dude with a textbook wrong ass tackle.
Man, he led with his shoulders. I saw the play. I don't know if you saw the play.
Now, everybody does, for full disclosure, Justin is a Redskins fan.
I saw the play. Did you see the play, though?
No.
Okay,
then.
Okay.
But does it matter, though, at this point?
Yes.
All right, well, let me hit play on this article. Let's look at the play.
I don't think there's any question he has a point. I completely.
Oh, God damn it. Stephen A. Smith got to talk about it?
Fuck that play.
I don't want to hear Stephen A. Smith.
Fuck that play.
You
did it. You deserve the fight. You deserve more games.
Stephen A. Smith
agree
with you.
I about to say, you ain't got a.
Let me just look up the
highlights.
Yeah,
that's what I'm about to say.
God damn it. I
don't
want
to have to listen to First Date talk about it.
Merriweather. Tori.
He deserved an even if a woman was out there, she deserved to get hit too. Right. What the fuck are we talking about?
I mean, y'all do be provoking though, Karen.
Yeah, we were jumping out the field out of nowhere.
I almost hit you with a black Jesus line. You know you my sister and all, but come on now. I'm your boy. You know you be provoking. come on.
Like
now.
All the women do. She ran out there with her heels.
The last episode of Black Jesus was actually really good.
Excellent, wasn't it?
Yeah, the ones before I was a little iffy on. That joint was the best. All right, so here's the play. Yeah, he did it. Yep.
No,
he didn't have to do it. Nope. And other people was already hitting him too.
It was a shoulder.
Brandon Merriweather, he's one of those type of guys you've seen before in the past. He even hit Todd Heap a few years back.
Personal foul, defense, number 31, hit to the head of a defenseless receiver. 15 yards from the previous spot.
It was like three or four people, wasn't it?
First down.
They got a replay.
Brandon Merriweather is the type of receiver the type of defensive player that likes to be aggressive.
He is the fucking worst. Head level again. Didn't even try to form tackle. Once again, looking at the green. Not even looking at the dude.
All shoulder.
Wasn't even looking at the ball.
Just can't do that.
All shoulder.
Plays outside of the rules of football.
And when you hear that sound, that is the sound of either shoulder pads or a helmet hitting a helmet. That that sound will produce a flag every single time. There's no controversy that concerns
because what a lot of people don't understand is leading with the shoulder at the head is also illegal. So that's like it's funny because even some players don't even understand the rule and they'll like admit to doing something illegal because they'll be like, I hit him with my shoulders like in the head. Yeah.
No, okay.
But you hit him in the head, dog.
Yeah, that'll be two guys.
It was originally shoulder to shoulder, and Smith ducked.
Nah.
Torrey Smith, when you absorb a shot like that in the head region, the first person you see on the sideline is Dr. Tucker.
Yep, so.
Put him back in the game, too, didn't he?
Right. Here's what's funny about it, because what my problem with this, I mean, obviously, Brandon Merriweather's a piece of shit, and he doesn't know how to tackle, and. At this point, you'd have to admit that he's willfully disregarding the rules, or he's just a typical horrible Redskins defender that doesn't know how to stop anybody.
Stephen A. Smith agrees with me, so not guilty.
What's funny to me is the players always rally to typically defend this shit. Like they sound like Justin. Like, oh, he's hit him with his helmet. I mean, what's he supposed to do? Not do his job? I mean, damn, can't even touch anybody anymore.
Right.
Right. And it all sounds good in 2014 on April the 29th. Then in 2019, August 29th, 2019, the week before the Super Bowl, these niggas are going to come out with a class action lawsuit talking about the NFL ain't doing nothing to protect us. It's so fucking funny. Like, they don't want to, like, oh, just let me play. I'm a football player. Why can't I just hit a man with my brain at 40 miles an hour in his brain? Then as soon as you're like, all right, man, this is what y'all want. I mean, we finding y'all. We trying to stop the play hits. We punishing y'all. Nah, fuck that. Let us play. All right, cool. Go ahead. And, all right. Well, nothing we can do about it.
I'm okay with that.
And then 5 years later, every day I wake up
and everything shakes.
I can't remember my name.
Right.
You know Brandon Merriweather's name gonna be on one of them suits, dog. You know it is. It's gonna be, he gonna be up there talking about, why did y'all let me hit people like this? What's wrong with y'all?
Right.
God.
I'm okay with that too.
Yeah, whatever, man. See, this
suck it up. Ain't you.
Suck it up. Suck it up, Brandon.
This is why I be teaching Karen on Tuesdays about dealing with Justin. See what I'm saying? How I just immediately was like, okay, whatever. Michael Sam.
One day I'm gonna learn.
Michael Sam is confident that he will be on the team. The gay team? Am I right, guys? Come on. No, woo! Seriously. First of all, he made that first cut.
Right.
Then, you know, he made some pretty good plays during the preseason. Pretty strong argument that he should make the Rams either on special teams because they're really, really, really deep at defensive end. So they don't actually need him.
He led the team in tackles.
But what's interesting is he, even if he gets cut, he should pick up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's some roster that needs a playmaker like this.
Come on to Carolina.
Now, I can't stress enough how silent everybody that was all up in my mentions, all up on my Facebook page, has been. All the defenders of Tony Dungy and his stupidity, gone. Not one fucking word. It's been a month now. And you know why? Because silently they are praying this dude gets cut.
Right.
And then nobody picks him up just so they can be
party,
right.
Right.
Talking about them combine numbers, skipping over his pro day numbers. It's just a whole lot of willful ignorance right now. He proved y'all niggas wrong, dog. If he wasn't cut out for the NFL, he shouldn't even have made the first cut.
Right.
But he did. And he's still having highlights every week. And y'all know if he would have been out there getting embarrassed, niggas would have been on it.
Oh, you know they would have been.
If he would have been out here getting ran over and broken down on coverage and shit, people would have been like, see? It's so funny, dog. I'm glad for this young man.
He had six tackles last night.
Yeah, he said, even if he gets cut, you know what? It's not going to be like the draft. I'm very confident that I'm going to sleep really well tonight. I'm very confident I'm going to be on the team, the Rams, or any other team in the NFL. So, yeah, he led all the Rams with six tackles while playing the position. He'd only seen action in practice before Thursday night. With primary backup ends, William Hayes and Eugene Sims not playing because of injury issues, and starters Robert Quinn and Chris Long sitting out, the Rams are thin at defensive end. So he got plenty of snaps. So yeah, man, that's dope, man. You know, good for the kid, man.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens when they cut from 75 to 53. It's going to definitely be a tough decision for them, but, no distractions on his end.
Right.
I mean, he does take his shower after the other players.
Well, we're going to get to that. But, you know, I mean, on his end, there's no distractions. Like, it's not like he's walking around like, oh, my God, you guys are so heteronormative. Like he's just a guy out there doing his job trying to make the team like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And the shame on these people who say he didn't even deserve a chance to try to
make.
Like, because that was the argument, guys. Like, they're going to try to switch the argument to, like, he ain't a starter. He ain't an all-star. He ain't no. The argument that motherfuckers had was he shouldn't even have been looked at or drafted because of his combine numbers.
Right.
Skipped over his pro day numbers. And he didn't even deserve a chance to get on the field mm-hmm. and show that the combine numbers aren't all there are to being a football player. Mm-hmm. How many niggas run 4.4s and they over here picking up groceries at fucking Kroger?
A lot.
Like it's more than just how fast you run a straight line, dog.
Two sacks against the money team.
Yeah, did the money dance on my nigga Manziel. So yeah, dog, I definitely, fucks with this and, good for him. You know, that, you know, the only thing that, like, at this point, honestly, after seeing him on the field, the only thing that can really stop him from, being on an NFL team is gonna be bigotry, dog. It's gonna be somebody being like, nope, we still don't want him because he gay.
Right.
Cause you can't tell me 30 teams have 3 or 4 defensive ends better than this dude. That's just stupid. 30 teams? I've seen some of your teams, guys.
Right.
You need the help.
You need more people.
Yeah. I'm gonna fuck if we had a rainbow jersey. Some of y'all would welcome the tackles and the sacks.
Shit, I buy the jersey. What you talking about?
He had an interview, man. This reminds me of, like, you know, just being a black person. He had an interview with a magazine.
Yeah, to remind you to be black.
No, it reminds
me. So light-skinned of you.
Yeah, it reminds me of, you know, how so black.
Light-skinned.
It reminds me of black shit. You know how, like, you'll be, like, in an elevator with a dude, and it's like, say there's a white dude in there, and it's like another brother about your age, and then, like, the white dude gets off, and then the brother will be like, oh, man, so you see the Panthers game? It's like, oh, yeah, that nigga Cam was killing. And you had that moment like, oh, yeah, man, we cool. Like, I like you, you like me. We the cool kind of black people.
I've never had those moments ever.
Yeah, well, you're light-skinned.
I always feel comfortable regardless who's on.
Well, you're light-skinned. Let's be honest.
You don't count.
You don't count. But it's kind of like how Justin used to say how when he had dreads at the Y, people would be scared of him. And then, but I would just
scared of him. He light-skinned it.
Man, people they was profiling like shit.
Oh yeah, you get dreads. Yeah. You automatically fall into that category.
But, like, I would just come over and talk to him because it never crossed my mind that, like, that had anything to do with what kind of, like, person he was. Like,
right.
It never crossed my mind to be like, he must be a something negative because he got that hair. Like,
he must do that dead there weed.
Right. So we used to talk on the sideline like it was, you know, just kick it. Well, Michael Sam was getting interviewed by somebody at Out Magazine, which is a magazine about, you know, gay, queer, lesbian, transgender, all that stuff, right?
Okay.
And he was getting asked all these questions about, you know, his sexuality and shit, and he wouldn't feel comfortable. Like, he trying to keep this shit from being an issue.
Right.
So he's like, damn, this reporter really is being an asshole. So then the reporter actually brought up, like, yeah, you know, I'm going to go visit my boyfriend in upstate New York. And he was like, oh, wait a minute, you gay? He was like, yeah, I'm gay. You know, he thought it was obvious that, you know, I'm a gay dude. And he said, this is a funny part. He said, oh, he blurted, his voice rising 5 octaves. And Aaron, who's the editor of the Out Magazine, is he gay too? I nodded. His face melted into a smile. He inched his chair closer to the table and loosened the furrow on his brow. I thought you guys were straight. That's why I was giving you a hard time. His eyes, which had glared with impermeability all through the shoot, suddenly started to radiate warmth and comradeship. Sam's metamorphosis was so sudden and cartoonish, it suggested how much energy he was having to expend to protect his sexual orientation from people he feared would use it against him.
Right.
So, yeah, man, like, that's dope, man, that you kind of let down the guard for a moment. Because, to me, I think we won't truly, really be able to say, like, there's equality in the locker room, there's equality for straight and gay people, until you can be yourself and you're not putting on an act at all times. Now, I do understand part of the team concept of the NFL period is you have to put on an act, right?
Right.
They always want you to say the right thing at a press conference. Mm-hmm.
Shield.
But this is about sexual orientation. This isn't about, like, we don't want a quarterback talking about getting drunk. You know what I mean? This mm-hmm. isn't that. This is more like, you know, him just, his mannerisms, his style of talk, his slang, shit like that. Mm-hmm. It would be cool if we get to a point where he could just, like, be himself without having to be like, oh my God, I don't want to offend anybody that's straight.
And listen, right. And listen to this. Listen to how hard he has to work. That he doesn't want to offend people just because he happens to like guys.
Right.
But you got other motherfuckers out here that don't care if you find out that they in a car full of weed on the way to the airport to go to a game.
Don't mm-hmm. care if they you know, you know.
Like, they not trying to hide it.
Right. Mm-hmm. They not trying to hide they whooping bitches' asses. None of that. None of that matters. What's more important is that somebody's gay.
Josh Gordon not out here avoiding the media because this is third strike for marijuana. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He trying to get on the team in Canada. And still do other stuff. Like, he out here getting in trouble in Raleigh.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he...
There's no shame attached to that.
Yeah.
Right.
Not that there should be shame attached to smoking weed, you know? But still, we definitely have double standard.
Well, yes, what I'm...
Like, Tony Dungy ain't never gonna call that a distraction or talk about how he won't draft somebody to smoke weed or
right.
whatever. Like, that's fine. You hit your woman, that's fine. You murder somebody, that's fine. You can always find a way to work around that shit, but, you know, yeah, well, that's what God forbid you gay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they currently criminal activities.
No, we agree.
Violations.
Yeah, yeah. We agree. I'm saying the same thing as you.
So, good luck, Michael Sam. We root for you here on the Balls Deep Black Guy Who Tips.
Now, I'll tell you who's really obsessed with him being gay, man. ESPN.
Of
you
course. Know?
Like, that. It's funny because they've been trying to find an angle to make a story.
That's not a story.
About how he's gay. And really the story is he's achieving on the field. That should be it.
Yeah, I'm starting to question their hiring practices. Do they have any homosexual?
It's not really hiring practices. TMZ changed the game. Like, everybody's expected to just dig up as much, even if it's a non-story shit, as you can. And just... Because this is what happened when, like, right, Sam, you get the 24-hour sports shit, when 24 hours of sports shit ain't happening.
No, I'm just saying, as far as with their company, do they have any?
Of course people work for them as gay. Yeah.
I don't know. They don't have any on TV.
I don't know if they do or not. I don't know what the sexual orientation of the anchors are and stuff.
And I don't know if they ask you that, because they didn't ask me that when I applied for my job.
Right. Yeah. I just don't know. But here's Jacina Anderson.
Shouldn't be an issue with Marcus Hands, then.
Say that again.
Right, I agree.
Then it shouldn't be an issue with Marcus Sands. Right. They shouldn't be.
For the record, it's a story. But it's a story you don't have to force. Because right. It's like if someone was the first Asian quarterback, you just cover his achievements on and off the field, it becomes a story itself because he's the first of something.
Yep.
That's it. Like, you don't have to be like, and now let's see how gay people tie their shoes. Oh, look, it's a, let's see what, how does he drive his car to work? You don't even need to do it. Like, mm-mm. You're now fucking, you're making it worse just by, it's like you're trying to make Tony Dungy right obsessing over the shit.
It's like they going around saying, the gay football players hit just as hard.
Right.
As the heterosexual football player. Who would have thunk it?
Right. Exactly. It's like you're now the problem. When all right. you really need to do is show Michael Sam highlights right. or lack thereof highlights, and that's it for the night.
Like anyway, you would anybody else. I
here's Jocena Anderson reporting on it. Who, you know, Jocena I thought was cute until this, man. This is kind of, now like, she kind of ignorant? Is she making shit up? Because... I would have gave it a D before this. Now I don't know.
Was she forced to do this story, though?
All right, maybe she was forced.
I bet she was.
Let me turn the volume up.
Because they don't want no man covering this story.
Hold on, let me turn the volume up. Damn, it's not coming through. Hold on.
Trying to get the sound right.
Yeah, it's not. Hold on. Let me find another link to this story because.
Okay, they can hear us, but they can't hear the article.
They can't hear the article because that it's going to the wrong channel on the headphones. Let me see if I can find. Give me 1 second, guys. I need 1 second. Let's see, Jocena Anderson on. Michael Sam. And it's funny, they apologized already. It was funny because I missed the original report. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what's the, like I just saw the apology and it was like a random cut in SportsCenter. It was just like, you know, I apologize. We apologize for the story that we aired about Michael Sam, and we'll be right back. And I was like, well, that was weird.
Right, and you know what, and maybe I might be wrong, but I think that they may have put her up to it because they, quote-unquote, didn't want a man covering this story because they felt like it had been more backlash.
I don't think that's what it was, okay. Honestly. Like, I don't think they sat around, like, how do we get Josina trick her into doing this story? Like,
oh, they just,
I don't think it was a story. I think she was looking for an angle.
Ah.
Let me see if this works, guys. Damn it, I don't think this is going to work. It's the same video. Why does the internet all have the same version of the same video? And now it's freezing. So there you go. All right. I'll look for it again.
Gotta be another version of it.
Yeah, I'll look for another version. But basically she gets to the point where she's asking like about his showering habits, and she's talking about she talked to some players outside of the locker room, she like asked players like off the record through text and shit, but the questions she asked were like misleading. It wasn't direct, like, so what's up with Michael Sam's showering habits? It was like, my whole thing is freezing right now.
Can they hear us?
No, not that. My Firefox is freezing. I don't know what caused the freeze like that. Let me see if I can close it and bring it back up. But yeah, so she asked about like indirectly about his showering situation, which, you know, definitely has nothing to do with
football.
It didn't have anything to do with the story they were talking about,
right.
Really. And more importantly, like, I think that kind of stuff does matter, but that's the stuff you get at the end of someone's career. Like, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, comes out later, for lack of a better term,
mm-hmm.
comes out later. Like, it's like nobody's going to tell you Jackie Robinson's showering habits right away.
Right.
Except for that one dude.
What do you mean?
The one dude that was begging to shower with.
Yeah, but you know, that came out after Jackie Robinson died and shit. Like,
right.
That nigga walked outside and said, hey guys, just shower with Jackie Robinson. Like, you know, that kind of stuff is personal. And I think it changes, it changes like on the low, you know? And I think she was trying to like find an angle for a story. And the fact that she didn't even ask them directly says a lot about
Ryan. Ask Michael Sam directly.
Yeah, it says a lot about her, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And a lot about the way the story goes if you refuse to, like, if you know that asking the question is wrong, then you know you shouldn't have done it.
Right.
And I can't find a good version of this video. So I don't know, man. Maybe they took all the good versions down.
What was her on it?
They're probably trying to remove all of them.
Yeah, they might. They might have to. They might have. Let me try searching.
No, YouTube.
Michael Sam. Karen, I'm looking there. Oh. Michael Sam showering. Let me see if. What if it was just a video of him taking a shower?
Right, because you don't never know. It's the internet.
Yeah, I think everybody just used the same copy of the video. I don't think we're going to get
a good version, but it's only coming in one side.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sorry, everybody.
I thought I had broke the headphones again.
No. And sometimes it happens like this and they can still hear it. So I guess it just depends on the video.
Yeah, well, this one's coming to the right channel, the headphones. If it comes to the left, it's fine.
Ah.
If it comes to the right, it doesn't work. But yeah, man. So basically, I can just read it instead, I guess. We'll just go with that. But, she appears on Sports Center to discuss the rookie defensive end following a series of complimentary points that she began to talk about the shower habits of Rams players. There was no salacious details, but in order to find out who on the team had showered at the same time as Sam means the question was asked in the first place. So it wasn't like people came forward like, I won't shower with them. But just the fact that she even asked is kind of like, why are y'all doing this?
Right.
You know, the dude's just trying to make it the team, and now you're trying to turn it into a story about, you know, something that I don't think it is yet.
Right.
It's unclear whether she asked herself or simply heard players' answers. Regardless of where the question came from, it's something that shouldn't have been asked to any, wouldn't have been asked of any other player in the NFL. There are thousands of ways to analyze Sam's chances of making the rosters, and finding out how he fits in the roster is a common question for young players. Showering with them, that isn't.
Right.
Ram defensive end Chris Long chimed in the report on Twitter. He said, "Dear ESPN, everyone but you was over it." Jeff Fisher got mad about it too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, because he probably won't know probably what players and all that shit. He's like, we don't got time for that. I'm trying to coach a goddamn team.
By the way, you know what's dope about Jeff Fisher? Better coach than Tony Dungy.
Right, who probably apparently, even addressed it.
Apparently able to handle the quote-unquote distraction that Tony Dungy couldn't. That's Tony Dungy's words, not mine. So he says, "I'm extremely disappointed in her piece," Fisher told the Post-Dispatch on Wednesday, not long before the team boarded the bus to Lambert Airport and a trip to Miami for Thursday's preseason finale. "I think it's unethical," Fisher continued. "I think it's very, very unprofessional. Not only the piece itself, the content, the manner in which she did it. Obviously, she came in all likelihood to see if there was going to be a roster move at 75 cut down as it relates to Mike Sam. That didn't happen, but she needed to do something, and it's my understanding that she manufactured this story. She was out of line because she went and contacted several players on their personal time, misled them with questions, and then put this piece together."
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
Because you misled them.
Yep.
So they answering the question, and then you making it a story, and they was like, "Wait a minute, that's not what I meant for you to do, woman."
Yeah, obviously, you know, she's not the only one to blame. You know, they thought they had an angle on this, but yeah, they apologized because they knew that shit was over the line, man.
Right.
Nobody asked about Riley Cooper's showering habits after he said the N-word.
What's going to happen, too, is now their team going to go on media silence and only going to answer questions during press conferences, like when assigned. Like, they might stop answering random questions like that now. Whereas, you know, you used to be able to get some information out. Now they're just going to walk by, no comment.
Yeah,
no,
I know they're not going to answer none of her questions no more.
Y'all not about to get me in trouble.
Right.
Because
they like Sam's. Mm-hmm. Like, otherwise, you hear other shit coming out the locker room.
Right.
There's a song out about Bomani Jones that this dude, the Retro Man, made. It's the Kansas City Chiefs anthem. Y'all want to hear it?
Okay.
Is that the Native American? I think it is.
Yep.
Wow.
Florida State, Washington, all of you.
My swagger through the roof. One of Fox, Mitch Holtz in the booth. Yes. Was dead last, now they're saying we the truth. Beat up on the Broncos, that'll be the proof. Bomani Jones, what? Hate all you can. 26-5-1, Alex Smith is the man. Yes.
Yo, niggas are so insecure about that Alex Smith, dog. Bo just said Alex Smith not that good. You gonna put him in the song? Bomani Jones.
Call Charles with the ball in his hand. He's a gingerbread man. Catch him if you can. Nope. Barry Flowers, Johnson Poe. Lockdown defense will shut that door. Second quarterback while they land on the floor. The moment of shift, they don't want no more. And they getting up slow because they lost their belief that they control the line with the Kansas City Beats. I'm a Kansas City fan in KCB. And my swagger through the roof, 2013 Chiefs. My swag, is through the roof.
So there you go, man. Kansas City Chiefs fans, diss and Bo.
We made a whole song just to diss Bo Money?
Yeah. What'd you think about the song?
I stopped listening.
Yeah. It's not no American the Beautiful. Speaking of America the Beautiful, Stack Jack finally came out with a video for that thing. Now it's 7 minutes long.
Is that a commercial?
Yeah, that was a commercial for something.
Oh, you muted? Yeah.
Yeah, but it's 7 minutes long. And I don't know why it's 7 minutes long.
Is it the remix?
Because I feel like the song is about 3 minutes long.
We got some extra minutes.
Got a lot of visuals.
Yeah, it must have a lot of visuals or something. A
lot of visuals.
Brandon Blanco.
Yeah.
Put this in the chat.
2014, man. People scared to speak their mind. Fuck them.
Ah!
Is this a quarter? This a cotton field? Can someone please explain exactly what this is? I heard they hating, but I ain't surprised. Same reason Martin Luther King died. America the Beautiful.
Oh shit!
America the Beautiful. America the Beautiful.
Nigga, he got Ferguson clips in there.
Nigga, he done got Scarface in this bitch.
Right, he got a hoodie. Oh,
nigga.
Goodness.
Why is he not on more shit?
Huh?
Why is he not on more shit?
The production in this video is off
his stuff
the
always
chain.
Nice.
Dog, I gotta go tell Twitter about this.
His stuff has been consistently good. You know what I mean? And that's just for lack of a better word.
And I'm gonna tell you.
It's quality.
Right. And you know what? If you gonna make a song about the people, this is how you make it. Shout out to J. Cole.
Oh, okay.
America the Beautiful. Is this a quarter? This a cotton field. Can someone please explain exactly what this is? I heard they hating, but I ain't surprised. Same reason Martin Luther King died. Dear Mr. Sterling, here's a speech for you. I had a dream the Klan had a sheet for you. We don't understand, we need an explanation. Is this a Staples Center or a plantation? Cotton pickers running up that hardwood. While Massa overlooking like it's all good. Floor seats next to his Lupita.
It's like Chris.
Sneaking the slave quarters just to meet him. 12 years a slave.
12 years a slave.
He say he clothes and he feed us. What? Uncle Tom's yelling that they need a raise. Don't want us round, but they really need us.
Yo, this is why he had to get out the league, dog.
Right.
You can't have this type of outspokenness just playing for the Spurs. Or the Clippers, or whoever. He got to be out the league talking like this. It's too real.
Right.
We need him in the league.
For real,
he
dog.
He need to be a player rep. Could you imagine him
yo,
in a player's union?
Put Stack Jack on the NFL, on the NBA PA, dog. Please. It needs to have someone make this happen. He the only one I feel comfortable with repping the players, dog. I'm spreading this word to everybody. I'm putting it on the Facebook page right now, dog. Everybody needs to see this.
Quarter, this a cotton field. Can someone please explain exactly what this is? I heard they hating, but I ain't surprised. Same reason Martin Luther King died. America the Beautiful.
By the way, his face was so full of shade when he said America the Beautiful, like, so sarcastically. Like, really?
America the Beautiful. America the Beautiful. America the Beautiful. Is this a quarter? This a cotton field. Can someone please explain exactly what this is? I heard they hating, but I ain't surprised.
Only in the southern accent can you rhyme field and ears.
Pride, same reason Martin Luther King died. I ain't selling my soul.
Nope.
I ain't selling my soul. Nope. It's a dirty game to keep a joints clean, to keep a jacket on. It's a cold world that I'm living in.
Yo, man, can we get the basketball's best kept secret 2014 already? Because I need to hear the Stack Jack song. It's going to kill everybody's shit. Nobody going to be close to Stack Jack, dog. He will murderize any track he's on, period.
Yeah, he like crit.
Mm-hmm. He had a song with Crit.
full of ignorance. Racism, it still exists. From the broken person to the filthy rich. Can't hide from it.
Did he say the broken Spurs?
Say what?
Did he say from the broken Spurs?
I thought he said
to the filthy rich.
That's what it sounds. Let me see. From the broken person to the filthy. Yep. Sound like he said from the broken Spurs.
Pop- My nigga.
Damn, Popovich.
This is a cold world that I'm living in, full of ignorance. Racism, it still exists. From the broken person to the filthy rich. Can't hide from it. It still exists. It be the same people cut your check. Be the same people give you no respect. Beat you with a whip, noose around your neck. Hang you from a tree, yeah, you know the rest. America, the beautiful. But I swear she got some ugly ways. As I read these chapters out of Revelation, have mercy on my soul, we in the last days. Is this a quarter, this a cotton field? Can someone please explain exactly what this is? I heard they hatin', but I ain't surprised. Same reason Martin Luther King died.
By the way, one of the reasons that I fuck with Stack Jack is that he took my cousin under his wing when my cousin was an undrafted rookie.
Yes,
at Golden
he
State.
Did. Everybody said he's a beautiful person, man.
Yeah, let him stay with him and all that shit. So he in the homie Hall of Fame forever. And that's, you know, in addition to the Malice at the Palace, when we went up there and saved Ron Artest and Fred Jackson. So, yeah, he my nigga forever. But then we started dropping this controversial racial rap. Mm. Elevated another level.
Was it mwah?
Magnifique.
Mwah. Yes, it was. Magnifique.
I don't even know what the last 4 minutes of this is.
America the beautiful. America the beautiful. America the beautiful. America the beautiful. Is this a quarter, this a cotton field? Can someone please explain exactly what this is? I heard they hatin', but I ain't surprised. Same reason Martin Luther King died. I call it Generation Crack Baby. They waging war against the black lady. Confined my kids to a jail cell. The life expectancy for our black males. Getting 20 years off top. A nigga biggest fears weren't cop, y'all. They say the penitentiary of plantation. The people live in fear of our black nation. Destroy us economically so education. It's all the topic, they don't want to say it. I swear to Christ, I'm not the one you won't play. I know the truth about you, smiling face. But Whitey do some shit, we want apologies. They don't respect when niggas turn the other cheek. Not Martin Luther King, but I got dreams though. And we shall overcome, but I don't sing, ho. We segregate in every state.
Hey man, let's go burn some shit down. Y'all trying to go downtown Charlotte, like burn down a Foot Locker or something?
Hey, ain't this shit an anthem right here though?
Dog, I want to hurt somebody. I want to play this before we go play ball with the white people in the morning.
Yes.
Lord,
and like elbow some people in the face and
no.
Shit.
Now, and who, like he picked like the perfect dude to do this song with, man.
Dog,
and,
Scarface?
And he probably, like they probably really are homies though.
Dog, yeah, this, like Pig and Scar, first of all, they from Texas. Picking Scarface for this joint is like better than picking Jay or like Nas or like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a better fit. Like, them niggas would have tried to come on and make it all about them and everything. Scarface just dropping grown man bars. Just right on beat, perfectly timed. Not even trying to like say some like extremely lyrical shit. It's just some straight up like, you know, when white people mess up, they want apologies. They don't respect when we turn the other cheek. Like, it's just a little shit where you like, that's quotable.
Hey, I don't give a fuck, I hate them anyway. So fuck a 311, fuck a triple K. Fuck your Nazi flag, fuck your fucking state. Now let us pray with those who taught us hate. Raped an entire race with a smiling face. Can't fuck with terror in the Middle East. In my community, they terrorizing me. Black's the only black, ain't nothing new about it.
Dawg, Stack Jack really leaning up against the wall.
Ain't he though?
Just letting, He just let Scarface do his thing for like 2.5 minutes. Like, you got this, bro. I'm just going to be a back here. Let me know if you need me to ice grill a camera or something. you got it. Also, I think he threw a line in there where he said, rape a whole race with a smile on your face.
Yep.
Whoa.
Heard that.
Hot fire.
Fuck your fucking state. Yeah. Now let us pray with those who taught us hate. Raped an entire race with a smiling face. Can't fuck with terror in the Middle East. In my community, they terrorizing me. Black's the only black, ain't nothing new about it. If Elvis ain't the king of rock, do without him. Fuck culture vulture. Fuck culture, fuck culture vulture. Fucking fine soul.
Is this a quarter, this a cotton field? Can someone please explain exactly what this is? I heard they hatin', but I ain't surprised. Same reason Martin Luther King died. America the beautiful.
Yo, he got out of the league and just got realer. What? Mm-hmm. You can't take the job from the Negroes. You never know what we'll do.
Right. He was tame because he was like, I want to fuck with my money.
I remember when the lockout drop happened and he dropped a mixtape called Fucking Lockout. And I was like, yo, he getting there.
Oh, Fucking Lockout.
Yo, he officially Negro Super Saiyan right now, bro. This is a whole nother level of blackness right now. Whew. Hope we drop a whole album like this.
I'm saying.
I buy that
when
shit.
When is the album going to drop?
When is the out? Can I find him on Twitter right now? Steven Jackson. Yeah, there's a Stack Jack out here somewhere. Stack Jack.
I can Google it.
Stack Jack 86. Nah, that ain't him. Not enough followers. let me just ask Twitter. What is Steven Jackson's Twitter? Need this ASAP.
Oh, somebody knows that.
God damn.
America the beautiful. America the beautiful. America the beautiful.
At SJ39.
This is a quarter, this is a cotton field. Can someone please explain?
What?
At SJ39.
All right, got it. Thank you.
Exactly what this is. What this is. I heard they hating, but I ain't surprised. Same reason Martin Luther King died.
Yeah, I'm fucking talking about. Orange the new black and green the new black and this the new black and this the new fuck that.
That's the running
black
back.
Is black. Ain't no switching that shit, man. You fucking
fuck culture.
You can't hide us, man. You know what I'm saying? You seen the kids following, you seen the white kids following these niggas around when they were doing this rock and roll, going crazy for Chuck Berry and all the rest of these cats. So you invented the fucking Elvis, man. We not stupid, man. You see these black kids going crazy behind these dope-ass hip-hop artists, man. So you trying to recreate the wheel with these fucking culture vultures, man. Stop it. Stop that shit, man. Why in the fuck is white people over black music? That shit don't make no fucking sense to me, cuz. Fuck Donald Sterling, man.
Shit.
Fuck that guy. Fuck that nasty motherfucking pig, animal dick sucking motherfucking that cowboy hat in Nevada. Yeah, fuck him too. It's a whole lot of people I want to say fuck you to, but now I just say fuck you. Fuck you. Fucking culture vultures.
Oh my God. That's the greatest video of all time.
That's why it was 8 minutes long.
Dog, it's 8 minutes and every minute is worth it. What? Oh man. I can end the show right now, dog.
He was like, fuck everybody. Everybody gets so.
Damn, nigga talking about Clive and Bundy. Listen. Shit. Yo, man. Who is trying to burn something down with me right now?
You're on your own right now.
Getting light skinned.
But I feel your spirit though, bro.
Here you go. I knew somebody had to fuck up
about
the good
this?
Line.
But how about this? I go with you and record it.
World star, just hold the phone sideways. Cowboys cornerback Orlando Scandrick has been suspended 4 games for trying. He tested positive for a bad substance.
I mean, why would you suspend a man for trying?
I mean, that Cowboys defense is just going to be so bad this year. Like, it's going to be astronomically bad. Because when your best player is on the out too, because he on them drugs. But yeah, Orlando Scandrick, four games for substance abuse, man. Banned substance. I mean, not substance abuse, banned substance. Defense already terrible. He had two interceptions, two sacks, and 64 tackles last year, which is still a lot for us. You don't want your corner having 64 tackles because that means niggas was all up in y'all backfield like that. But yeah, man. There you go. Good. Have fun, buddy. Greg Monroe. Oh, wait. This is an old article. I don't remember what happened with this. Let's see what else we got here. The NFL. This is so ironic compared to what we're about to talk to in the next article. But the NFL, I remember when we went to Charleston. We went to a flea market, like, they have Market Street, and there's, like, this huge flea market thing. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to buy this sauce, and I didn't. It was called Slap Your Mama Sauce.
We should have bought that shit.
Well, it wasn't sauce. It was a seasoning, right?
Yes.
And I really wanted to cop some, but I didn't for some reason. Well, apparently, there's a company that's upset with the NFL's new advertising rules.
Now, you may have seen the red zone really turn red during the Saints' last preseason game, but you won't see it again. That's after the NFL sent a notice to Slap Your Mama, the company that sponsors that red zone. WDSU's Kelsey.
Thinks Deacon Jones rolling over his grave right now. But that just served two purposes. What's the problem with Slap Your Mama? Slap your daddy too. I mean, if he was there.
Somebody says delicious. We might have to get it next time, baby.
Mm-hmm. You won't see it again. That's after the NFL sent a notice to Slap Your Mama, the company that sponsors that red zone. WDSU's Kelsey Davis joins us live to tell us exactly what was in that memo, Kelsey.
Gina, well, Slap Your Mama is known around South Louisiana for their Cajun seasoning and other products. For years, they've advertised in hopes of getting national and international exposure during the games with on-field ads and commercials. But now they're being told their on-field ads must go in light of the NFL's recent domestic violence issues.
More or less a loving slap on the back and a kiss on the cheek, thanking your mom for another great meal. You know, there's no domestic violence associated with it at all.
Come on. Okay. Now, see, that's full of shit. They really said it's about slapping your mama on the back.
I mean,
not called Slap Your Mama on the Back Sauce. It's called Slap Your Mama because of the phrase, like, this is so good, I slap your mama.
Right. From Ice Cube movie.
Yeah.
Friday.
Nobody's walking around. Well, I hope you don't smack your mama, but you know, it's just one of those things where,
I'm mad they launched this. They sent this Adam Levine looking white dude out here to defend it too.
Right. They didn't send the right person out there.
No, they sent the right person.
Oh,
what you talking about?
Oh yeah.
They would have sent the person that really came up with the title of that. Hell yeah, we talking about Slap Your Mama. I slap that bitch. It's so good.
Not that real. I don't want you that real.
You put some slap your mama on your ribs. You call your mama, take a flight long distance, hop off the plane, meet at the airport, slap her, and get back on return.
No, ma. I take that statement back. Yeah, they got the right person.
They sent the right person, but it's just funny because he's like, listen, we're not about slapping any domestic violence.
We're not about smacking nobody's mamas. No mamas are getting smacked in the making of this product.
A meal cannot be good enough to provoke a man into hitting a woman. That is wrong, and it will always be wrong.
But not everyone is interpreting the name like that. Earlier this week, the NFL sent out a memo saying on-field signage that fans have been seeing during preseason games will no longer be permitted. In the message, the league said they have decided against the on-field ads because they can detract from the game telecast, and certain advertisers and brands are not consistent with league standards and messaging. Slap Your Mama Vice President of Marketing, Jack Walker, says in addition to the note from the NFL, he got one from CST. It said, quote, in light of the domestic violence issues facing the NFL, they've instructed CST to pull the Slap Your Mama logo from our enhancements in the last game, Thursday, August 28th. This includes the Slap Your Mama red zone enhancement. Walker says the red zone is exactly where a huge percent.
This is so funny because, like, they just got, Like, they had just given my man Ray Rice 2 games only for knocking a woman out.
Right.
And then every time the Saints get ready to score, the bottom of the screen is like, slap your mama.
You ain't had no problem with it then.
Yeah, slap your mama. They would have been playing in pink.
That's good advertising though, man.
They would have been playing in pink in November talking about slap your mama.
I'd have been there for it. Shit, I'm on some now.
Oh, I mean, God. It's not called whoop that trick.
Oh. No, it's not called beat a bitch.
Yeah. Slap your mama, man.
It's not called she provoking you.
No.
Dog, you know what's even funnier? This after Dez Bryant, who
slapped his mama.
Actually slapped his
mama. It's like, now they want to get serious about advertising. I wonder what other advertisements are they going to drop then.
Oh, my God.
He didn't even get suspended for slapping his mom either, did he?
Not one game.
Nope. I think they're going to have to take the Just Take It Chili Peppers off of the Steelers logo. Because that's probably inappropriate now.
Oh, what's a Just Take It Chili Peppers?
But yeah, Just Take It.
But you know, being Roethlisberger, he will take it.
He'll do it. Just Take It. Just Take It to the end. I think the slogan is Just Take It in the end zone.
Yeah, I was like, who's this company?
Mm-hmm. I think they might have to take down the Never Say No. never Take No for an answer slogan from Darren Sharper and the Saints.
Right.
Because they do that for before every timeout. So probably had to take that down.
Take down our uppercutter, bitch.
Yeah. Probably had to take down the half-baked logo from Cleveland now that Josh Gordon's off the team. Don't want to deal with that anymore. Mm-mm.
But it can. There are new advertisers that can definitely make money, like AR.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll be able to make money in those towns that wherever Ben's located and Darren Sharper,
mm-hmm.
wherever jail prison he's at, will be.
What's AR again?
The anti-rape kit panties.
Anti-rape panties.
Yep.
Definitely get those going.
Oh, you get those ads popping during the game.
Yep, maybe those date rape fingernail polish.
Yep.
Get some of that going for Darren Sharper when they talk about him.
No more Who's Your Daddy with the Jets.
No more of that. No more of that.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotta stop those.
Yep.
Of the small, family-owned company's marketing budget has gone for the past few years.
And just to have this pulled out from under our feet, it's really, that one, although we have one game left, that's a huge thing for us. We get, national coverage on it, so not to have that kind of, hurts us a little bit.
Walker says it hurts even more that some people would connect their name with something so negative, and some football fans agree.
It's just a name. It's a brand name.
And a fan.
It's the same.
Now, Stu Thompson, the dude that they have talking, he'll slap a bitch. Like, he looking at this reporter like, bitch, I'll slap you right now.
Right.
I'll slap your mama.
No more Who Let the Dogs Out with the Jets either.
Yep, no more of that.
No more.
It's got to stop.
They need to worry about what's going on in-house before they worry about what's going on with a hot sauce company.
Others say they can see how the NFL came to this decision. And they support it.
They have to do it when the topic is hot. Like, that's the big topic right now. You know, the whole Ray Rice and situation and everything kind of made it, to the forefront. So I think you got to be proactive and not reactive.
Technically, they are being reactive, but.
Yeah. Right. Nobody would have gave a fuck if they had kept it up there. It wasn't an issue until they decided to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
No more legalizer in Indianapolis?
No more of that. Gotta stop it.
Now Walker and his family hope their name will be better understood next year, and the NFL will allow them and other companies to advertise on the field again. Gina.
All right, Kelsey, thanks. This ruling from the NFL does not affect the company's commercial spot, just its presence on the field.
Man.
Oh, so they can still do the commercial, they just can't have it dancing across the field?
I guess not. I mean, according to them. I wonder if they can have players do the commercials.
Oh, that'd be greatness.
Mm-hmm. Like, it could be the opposite of the chunky soup, where your mama come on and then she feeds you and then you slap her. I forgot to go to the comment section of that America the Beautiful.
Uh-oh.
White people is mad.
Yeah, that's why I was like, uh-oh.
LOL, this is fucking garbage. Nobody will take you niggers seriously. 11 likes. This is the most, that's the top comment. That Blackamoor Smith says, you mad fucking cracker?
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
He replied, you mad? Wow, 2008 wants their meme back. Well, as Jester would say, meme. But ha 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 ha. Why would I be mad over some uneducated, feeble-minded niggers repeating nursery rhymes over and over again in some shitty, low-budget video? I'm living a much better life than the majority of you niggers ever will in your lifetime. I'm only 20 years old. I get to live until I'm 30 years old without being killed or in prison like you niggers will be. Not to mention, I'm literate and educated, unlike the majority of you cum-guzzling porch monkeys. Nothing to be mad about. Seem pretty mad to me. Somebody said, at Jax P, bigot. At Jax P, yes, and I bet all those things were given to you by mommy and daddy, right? Talk about white trash, ha, 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 ha. At Jax P, I would love to see you read that comment to Gucci Mane's face. What Roderick Davis got to do with it?
Free Gucci.
I guarantee you Steven Jackson and Scarface are both richer than you, so how do you really feel about the fact that some stupid niggers are more successful Americans than you and they had to work a million times harder to get out of their neighborhoods? That must hurt, man. Jaxby said, ha 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 ha. How many more niggers can I get mad in one comment? I already got $75 for this comment. I generate 325 daily on WorldStar and 100 a night on WorldStar. What's next? Ha ha, this is fucking great. You can make money off of comments?
I don't know.
WorldStar is Jax, you gotta count on WorldStar.
He also replied to Breeze, Fly. He said, can you not read, you dumb fuck? I said, the majority of niggas, not all of them, Jesus Christ, my point is proven. You people have extra chromosomes and are retarded. Why do you dumb fucks think that barrages of prank videos gone wrong involve white people and black people? We get money because of your stupid asses. How does that feel, dumb fucks? You watch our shows. You listen to our music. Most rappers owned by white Jews. You watch our porn. 95% of the porn industry have Jewish owners. You eat our food, et cetera, et cetera. What else do you need to know? Ha, ha, ha. Keep making us rich. There's nothing you can do about it, you plebe. Welcome to white America, you imbecile. Enjoy it.
Yeah, this post-racial country we stay in.
Yeah. Another person said, I understand the message and I know with the recent tragedy at Ferguson, that's become a hot button issue, but this went a little too far.
Not a little bit. It was like, woo.
Racism goes both ways and this just makes it seem like all white people are the devil. Take a page out of Martin Luther King's book and don't judge a person by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Oh my
Didn't
God.
Didn't he get killed by a white man?
So I said, let me guess, you are white and mad.
Right.
Oh my God. Oh man. Oh. Another person said, this guy right here has no clue what it's like to be a slave. He jumps in his exotic car with his exotic women in it and drives to one of his mansions to live like a king. Yeah. Somebody said, while I agree, that doesn't mean he doesn't have a right to talk about the plight of the people of his color. The way he is doing it is that is what's done, flashing wealth while talking shit about America. Good for him. He earned it. But it didn't do good for the message he was trying to send. Terrible director, whoever it was. Oh, by the way, the guy who wrote the first comment is Mr. Smack Your Mama. Well, everything comes full circle.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway.
That's why they had to take his commercials down off the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Sean Gilbert wants to run for, he's running for the NFLPA head, and he wants to have an 18-game season.
Who was that? What's it? What's that?
Players Association.
No, y'all don't need 18 games.
Yeah, is that
Are you
really
going to pay them more?
Yeah, is that really a platform that's going to win you the, hey, I want us to play more?
Nope.
Like a contract's going to change? Or,
right.
You know,
are they
going to
be guaranteed? You know, are we going to opt out of this team's being able to cut you at any time?
Because they're saying, like, we'll cut the preseason games, but to be honest, most of the good players don't play in those preseason games as is.
Can you trust anybody that wants more work?
Come on. Yeah.
Like, he wants more work for himself.
And most players are like, fuck no.
Can you trust him?
Yeah, I don't know what his deal is.
My vote would not be for you, sir.
A Chargers broadcaster got in trouble, got suspended this week, because he made an on-air joke about how Jews are cheap.
Oh, you don't fuck with them Jews.
What the hell could that how could that have been relevant?
If there's a personal seat license you got to pay for,
there is.
I'd sit in it for a long time. But a lot of these fans use that seat for about an hour.
But then
today.
Again, you know how copper wire was invented? Somebody dropped a penny between Josh and his family member.
Okay. All right.
I don't get it.
I guess he's saying that two Jewish people want a penny so bad that they stretch it until it's copper wire because they both won't let go.
Who is Josh?
I'm guessing Josh is a Jewish person.
I'm assuming so.
This is in the final seconds of this weekend. Damn, he almost made it to the end. Final seconds of this weekend's broadcast of the Chargers 49ers game.
Look like the dude, too. Ooh, he almost had it.
The target of Bauer's joke is the presumably a Jewish San Diego player, San Diego play-by-play voice Josh Lewin. It came in response to Lewin's observation that while many 49ers fans had left the game early, if he were a paying customer, he'd stay until the final whistle. Bauer's been associated with the Chargers for decades, so he wouldn't expect any kind of punishment to come of this. After all, with 30 seconds left in a meaningless preseason game, how many people were actually listening?
Or does it have to do with how many people heard it or the fact that he did it?
Yeah, and also, did you notice that pause from the Jewish dude?
And you know how copper wire was invented? Somebody...
Like, he knew that joke was coming, so he's like, oh, God. Like, you can hear it right there. Like, you know how copper wire was invented? He's like, oh, God. No, not this.
Or was invented. Somebody dropped a penny between Josh and his family member.
Okay, all right.
He was not amused at all.
He's like, let's move this bus along, buddy.
All right.
Only when you're at work.
Yep.
Because not at work, that his response would have been different.
Yep.
Right. That's what I say. At work, completely different.
America the beautiful.
We've got, 30 seconds mercifully remaining in this
game. I say that respectfully and endearingly,
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, he made it worse.
He just shouldn't have said nothing. If he would have just let it roll.
No, he fucked up when he said it. He tried to fix it, but it was.
Oh, okay. It was too late. Yeah,
it was nothing.
I said that lovingly.
Yeah, I said it lovingly, guys.
Up the penny between Josh and his family member.
Okay. All right. We've got, 30 seconds mercifully remaining in this game.
I say that respectfully and endearingly, my partner.
Love you too, buddy.
Yep, I'm going to HR as soon as this is over.
I told you, me and Justin was talking about that before I told Justin. Black folks want to be like, you going to know how I feel right here. Nope, I got that white folk mentality. I give you them Steve Harvey eyes and make them in a note and take my black ass human resources.
My partner.
Love you too, buddy. The football game is going to end in 25 seconds. And the Chargers did some good things with the number ones out there.
It ain't happening fast enough.
The twos and threes were outplayed by the 49ers twos and threes. Your final is going to be 21-7 San Francisco. We'll come back and tell you more in just a moment. This is Chargers football on the Chargers radio network.
You know, that man was standing at that car like, we got 25, we got 10 seconds.
The other dude, Mike, got muted, and security came and escorted him right the fuck up out that booth. They went to commercial to escort his ass up out the booth, so it won't be no commotion on the airwaves.
Yeah, so he's been there for 16 years, and they suspended him for Thursday night's preseason game. I'm assuming that during the regular season they'll both be back, but...
How awkward will that be?
Yeah. Oh, man. And you know, like, it's one of those things where he might got too comfortable. Like, they might joke like that off the air or something.
Right.
I don't think they do.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't sound comfortable.
Yeah, it didn't.
That dude was like looking at him probably like, do you know we on the air?
No, so, not that. He looked at him like, who the fuck are you talking to right now?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga.
The Clippers signed Doc Rivers to, 5-year extension.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they got rid of that racist owner, he was like, I'll re-sign, no problem.
Doc, you want to adopt me as your nephew?
You going to put some chiclets in the front of your mouth so that you can look like them? So you think y'all related?
Hey, I just said, isn't his wife biracial?
Biracial. I don't know.
He can adopt me.
But cheerleaders at Louisville will be subject to drug testing.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because one of the cheerleaders overdosed on drugs. So Spirit Squad members will be subject to the same drug testing as the rest of Louisville's athletes.
Okay.
And I wonder, do they get scholarships like the rest of the athletes?
You can get cheerleading scholarships.
Okay. Well, then makes sense, I guess.
Yeah. If they get scholarships.
Why weren't they testing them before?
But if they.
Because I guess they quote unquote don't count them as athletes. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't really consider the cheer squad or the pep squad athletes, but they have to be in tip top shape. You know, they have uniform standards and all this shit too. And yeah, you should test them. Don't they test the athletes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's probably why they think when they get to the NFL, they have rights. But they don't.
Yep.
Not in the NFL, they don't. But that's probably why before that, they think they do have rights and shouldn't be treated a certain type of way.
Yeah, and I guess for the school safety, it was like, if y'all going to be fucking up and dying, we got to test y'all because we're held accountable if y'all get out here and act a fool.
But cocaine, it only lasts in your system like 2-3 days. So
it can kill you immediately.
good luck with catching them chicks because they're not out here. Crack is whack to them, okay? They out here doing cocaine.
Let's talk about irony. So colleges are going to start testing cheerleaders for drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else they want to do? Start selling beer at the games. Because they feel like profits they're not getting enough money from everything.
Yeah,
as is.
Tuition is sky high. Motherfuckers like, I can't afford to go.
They notice all the money they're losing at the tailgates.
Mm-hmm. So they said, we need to start getting in on some of this beer sales from inside the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because people party outside and just come in smashed.
Yep. So.
It's from the cash-strapped athletic departments inside the Power Five conferences. By the way, funny how athletics is become just, it's just understood now that colleges are there to make money off of athletics now.
Right.
It's not about education.
Everybody make money but the athletes. Okay.
Not about education. It's not about.
It's a business.
It's just about how good are you at sports and can you make money off of it?
Right.
And how long until one of the underage students there dies or does something extremely stupid from
that
alcohol sales?
They do that anyway.
But they normally can blame it on other things. They're going to be like, oh, he was drunk before he came in stadium. Nope, I bought all my beer right there at the game.
Northern Texas, SMU, and Troy University will begin beer sales to the general public this season. They're among 21 on-campus football stadiums where any fan of a legal age can grab a brew. That's more than twice as many 5 years ago. It's all about that money, man.
Right, and now I agree with you, Justin. I think they're losing money to bars. You know, they're losing money to people tailgating, bringing up their own shit prior to going to the game. And I don't know. I've always wondered why you didn't allow. I mean, you can check ID. Mm-hmm. I mean, because if you're doing your job as far as checking ID. Because
it's predominantly students at those games. That's why.
Not at the big colleges. A lot of alumni go to the bigger schools. Like, it's a lot of grown folks. It's like, fuck, I got to party with these chaps. I ought to be able to go in and get me a drink.
But they do keep a student section that's large enough at those big schools that, like, it's just like at Carolina, you know, it's a lot of those students at the end of in the gym. It's like that at those football games, and they already do stupid shit, like you said, Karen.
Yeah, you're not gonna stop that.
You put that alcohol where they can get it there and don't have to walk drunk from their car.
Do you know how many kegs are on campus sitting around and shit? And I guess I feel like, not be funny. This is shit that white folks do anyway, so it's not going, I don't think it's going to make or break nothing. A lot of them get drunk before they go to the game, drunk after the game. I don't think that, maybe this is just me, I don't think that allowing alcohol during the game is going to make or break somebody to determine they're going to get fucked up.
It does, because once you're in the stadium, you kind of, they might sober up for a little bit for those 2 hours, but then when you add, I can just get more alcohol while I'm in the stadium, and this is extreme, you know, it's not like, you know, I'm taking it extreme, but yeah, I think it's going to be like, people. It's like those San Francisco 49er games, the Oakland Raider games, where them dudes are drunk as hell And then at those games, you know, it'd be all type of fights for anybody that's rooting for the other team.
And I don't know. I guess for me, if I'm on campus, I mean, because the campus is not dry, you know, and if you go to dry campus, the whole thing, but the campus is not dry. So I don't know. I don't think it'll make that big of a problem. And if I'm grown and I go to one of these games, I ought to be able to buy me a beer. Fuck them kids.
I see.
No disrespect.
But
no
I'd
disrespect.
Rather watch it in the comfort of my house.
Right. I'm like Roger crowds. Because, yeah, the replay's better. I ain't got to deal with the elements. Yeah.
Lance Stevenson, my man, dropped a hot freestyle this week. Want to hear it?
Not really. Can you rap?
I don't know. You want to find out?
Go ahead and play it. I mean, I'm sure the fans want to hear it.
Y'all trying to make the next highlight on SportsCenter, huh? Hey, yo, hey, Harper, pull up. From BK to NC, CI, back block.
Jello Beats, holla at me.
Already I'm some hot nigga.
Hot nigga.
Straight up out them Coney Island blocks, nigga. Crossover, step back, I might drop niggas. Game on the line, I'ma take the shot, nigga. Streets got some handles, he might drop niggas. Shout out to a third of my block niggas. Tryna win, coach pass me the rock, nigga.
Rock, nigga.
To the rack, and one, you forgot, nigga. Brooklyn brand, now I'm out NC. Me and Kimba in the backcourt, niggas dead meat.
Dead me.
Pops, help me down, count me out the streets. They won the high rolls, grew up on the concrete. I've been bowling hard since like the fifth grade. Watching AI game 40 with the French Braves. Love Indiana, I'ma miss some good days. Charlotte Hornet, MJ, that's a new wave. Shorty like the way that I ball out. I've been getting money till I fall out. Scoop a maid, then I tell her call out. Shorty like the way that I floss out. Hit the weight room, then I hit the gym. Started from the bottom, it was either sink or swim.
Hey man, I'm so ready for Basketball Fast Cup Secret 2014. Like, this is really. He gotta be, right? I mean, like, this is not even. Here's the thing. I'm not saying the song is good. I'm not gonna go that far. But what I am saying is, it's so much better than that shit we played that time.
I was gonna say is, like, I do like the song.
Yeah.
I would listen to it.
Yeah.
But if you listen to him and Stat Jack, it lets you know, man, not only the NBA has come a long way from the way it used to be with the guys that's in the league.
Because
they was corny, man.
Right. Like, but could you imagine, like, if they gave him a real producer and, like, a real beat? Like, he could probably make at least one good song, and that's all you got to do to make Basketball's Best Kept Secret.
Yep.
Like, I fuck with this. And honestly, I mean, I know he's saying nigga and cussing, but I mean, he just rapping like the same as them niggas from Basketball's Best Kept Secret, where it's hit the weight room, then I hit that gym. You know, like, it's all the same shit.
I like the beat, though. I do like this beat.
Yeah, me too.
It's some good days. Charlotte Hornet, MJ, that's a new wave.
New wave.
Shorty like the way that I ball out.
Ball out.
I've been getting money till I fall out.
Ball out.
Scoop a maid, then I tell her call out.
Call out.
Shorty like the way that I floss out. Hit the weight room, then I hit the gym. Started from the bottom, it was either sink or swim.
Swim.
No hesitation, make a move, then I'm at the rim.
Rim.
I got tunnel vision, all I'm trying to do is win. New year, new money, so I'm coming for them. Niggas hate, man, they ain't got nothing on them. Two chains, now I'm stunting on them. See a sinner in the lane, and I'm dunking on them.
Ah!
Had to do it.
Now, he throw it. First of all, his ad-libs are great. Second of all, he throwing in a basketball reference like every other line.
He said, no. What was that, though?
Yeah.
Two chains.
The ad-libs.
Yeah, new money, so I'm coming for them. Niggas hate, man, they ain't got nothing on them. Change. Now I'm stunting on him. See a sinner in the lane and I'm dunking on him.
Ah.
Had to do it for my fam, son.
Yeah.
Had the toe suit and some
and one.
Born ready playing in your speakers, yo. Just caught the race about a week ago. VIP, you know we bugging, bro. 30 bottles, tell them keep it coming, yo. Top spot, you know what I'm gunning for.
Yeah.
Born ready and one, case you didn't know.
Ha, ha.
Yeah.
That's that high LeBron. Mm-hmm.
Ha, in your ear. Nah, he should have rapped on the beat change, too.
He ran out of lyrics.
Yeah, he was like, all right, that's enough. I'll have tie my shoes, then I go and shoot a J.
He ran out of lyrics during that first line, but somehow he just ad-libbed. That's when he had more ad-libs, too, now I think about it on the second verse. Mm-hmm.
Pass the ball over to Kimber Walker. Kimber Walker. Not just a shot blocker. I'm a shit talker. Shit talker.
Step back and I shoot the J.
Shoot the J.
I hit the weight room anyway. Dribble, dribble, crossover, shoot.
Oh, Lord.
Life is one big jump shot. It's the same. You win or you lose.
It just came a long way from the Kumo D style rapping. It's the same thing, though, man.
Just different beats, but it's the same thing.
Ain't nobody fucking with Malik Silly. Rest in peace, though. Life is one big jump shot. He killed that shit, dog. I fuck with that so good.
He got Born Ready in his car. He only listened to his own stuff.
That's what somebody need to do. Make a whole rap album with nothing but rap metaphors. You gotta go to the hole to achieve your dreams.
Oh my, I could do better than that. And I'm a terrible ass rapper. I know I can't rap.
I went to study hall to read and off to practice. Cause that's what I did. Coach said, get your GPA right if you wanna play on this team. All right, all right. You gotta read, then you shoot. You gotta read, then you shoot.
Sometimes life can get you down. That's when you gotta go rebound. You gotta rebound. Come on, y'all. You got to rebound. And then pass the ball. You got to rebound.
Mama said, no, no, no. No groupies on this at my dough. Mama said, no, no, no. No groupies at my dough.
Never go to the hole without protection. That's why you gotta wrap it up on your erection.
Oh, Lord, how do we get there?
Now shoot the three. you gotta be a basketball reference every other line.
Rod, a real lyricist, so he sounded a lot better.
He knows it's a basketball reference in there.
Yeah.
The NBA unveils new rules to make baselines safer. Somewhere Paul George like, why y'all wait till now?
So they now gonna move the cameraman back?
Yeah, now.
Not when Dennis Rodman was kicking him.
Nope.
Not when Charles Barkley was, kicking him.
Nope.
Or spitting on him. Did he spit on? No, he spit on the cameraman.
Yep. Oh, that's, you,
not when Shaq slid into him.
Yep.
So the pros, right, that's college that had a raised, floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that in the pros, do they?
Nigga, no. Could you imagine one of them falling off the floor?
And that's my point. So why do they do it in college? Like, okay, I didn't think they did it in the pros.
They always got to wait to the last second with some bullshit like this.
Because that's free.
Like, oh, nigga died? Right. Oh, somebody died? Man, we probably should, like, take those spikes off the side of the roof. Like, everybody, like, you can see that that's dangerous. But it took the money, Paul George getting hurt, before they was like, oh, she probably moved these cameramen back.
Back 3 feet. Yeah, that might be smart.
So, yeah, they're going to make an extra foot. It's only an extra foot of open space.
Damn.
Because you're talking about somebody going full speed. Like, at least give me a foot and a half or two. You still not giving. And the question is, are you going to find the motherfuckers if they decide they're going to not abide by your foot rule?
Still gotta get that perfect shot.
They're gonna abide by it, but it would make the difference for me diving, going out to hustle hard. Like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, and something else, maybe it's just me. And I know people spend a lot of money, but the people that's down there with the flashing boards, I think they need to be pushed back a little bit too, because they've been ran into. Me and Roger went to a game and seen a woman got her face fucked up, not paying attention on the court because she was down there basically in the game.
You say a flashing board?
Yeah, you know the little boy that flashed the messages?
Oh, okay.
You know, down on the court. Like, you're too close. Up. Like, yep. we've seen players trip over them and go across people. So, you know, if we're talking about safety.
Spill their drinks on the court right there.
Right. So maybe that's just me. You know, I understand the cameraman, but, you know, some of the fans need to be pushed back a little further too.
But how soon is it affect this season or is it going to start 2 years from now? You know how
says,
they do.
I don't know.
You know how they do. They'll vote
something.
Oh, they
got that 6 month delay.
You know, they'll vote something and it don't take effect till
for 3 years.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, they don't say when it would take effect.
Mm-hmm.
But they would cut the number.
But you let them change the story.
What about those photographers going to lose their jobs?
Right, because my thing is this. They're not going to be right up underneath the basket no more.
These camera angles is fucked up. You out of here.
Now, they say that these were planned several years before Paul George broke his leg. So
I don't believe
Paul
that.
George, like, why y'all couldn't hurry up, though?
Right.
I mean, y'all had to wait till my leg was broke to bring it, that y'all was doing this.
Oh.
But he got hurt still international. They not changing they shit.
The Atlanta Falcons have a app you can download, according to ESPN. It's called the Memories app, which allows season ticket holders to sign up for fun in-game experiences this season. There will be 16. What you can do is you can request a cheerleader to come to your seat and take a picture with you.
How much that costs?
You gotta have season tickets.
I'm saying, but do you pay? I know I got season tickets, but then do I pay an addition to that? Or that's it?
That's it.
Oh, so I can get season tickets and I can have bitches come up to my seat.
You pick the one and then you tell her to come up to you. You get 16 visits per year.
Nigga, I want.
So basically, that's one.
Oh, wait.
I want
no.
One every quarter.
No, I'll take it back. Hold on. You get 16 cheerleader visits per game.
Oh, shit.
That works like this. After the team confirms that the fan who ordered the experience is in his or her seat, the cheerleaders escorted by security arrived to take the photo.
So, Rod, now you remember we discussed our idea about having on staff escorts at the colleges, right? Mm-hmm. And in the NFL.
Yeah.
This is transitioning to it.
It is, dog. Pretty soon you're going to be able to fuck them.
This is the first step.
No word on whether the cheerleaders get paid anymore for extra work, which, you know, come on. The answer is no.
Money?
Give a bitch some money, she liable to lose her mind.
But,
get extra work.
Low key though, pretty soon you will be able to be like, and I want a private visit from the private suite.
I mean, when she take the picture, you might have my dick already out. Is that okay? I mean, I'm not going to touch her. I just want to put my dick out.
Yeah, because what type of visit is it? Like, sitting in my lap?
Right.
How low do the seats have to be? Like, can I just buy the top level? That bitch got to walk all the way up the steps.
Oh, I guarantee you they probably got to be lower level. I guarantee you stipulations that you have to spend so much money for your tickets.
But no disrespect to the bitches that's doing it.
That's not a job I want.
The Timberwolves owner rips Kevin Love following trade to Cleveland.
Sounds about right.
They always do this. He on the team. Hey, we love Kevin. He's great. We would never want to see him go anywhere.
Right.
This is why we want to. He's traded. Yo, fuck that motherfucker. He's terrible. I hate him. He had a bad attitude the whole time he was here.
Because he took control of what he wanted to do. Now it's a problem.
He said, I question Kevin if this is going to be the best deal for him because I think he's going to be the third player on the team. I don't think he's going to get a lot of credit if they do really well. I think he'll get the blame if they don't do well. He's going to have to learn to handle that. Well, I mean,
he's a grown ass man. He's losing with y'all.
He was number one on the losers with y'all.
Right.
Getting all the blame. Taylor also criticized Love's defensive effort and that he got away with things in Minnesota he might not in Cleveland. Well, shit, that's what me and Justin been saying. I think he's around a couple guys who are awful good. Now, I'm not saying that Kevin's not good, but I think where maybe he got away with some stuff not playing defense on our team, I'm not sure that's going to work in Cleveland. So I would guess that they're going to ask him to play more defense and he's foul prone.
Well, Andrew, just keep this in mind when it's time for you to resign.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does he not think about this?
Right. That's how I always wondered it, too. North Carolina suspended four players, starting quarterbacks Desmond Lawrence and Brian Walker and backups MJ Stewart and Donnie Miles, after reveal that the school is investigating an alleged hazing incident that left walk-on freshman wideout Jackson Boyer with a concussion.
Yep, we were just talking about that bullshit they be doing, man.
Must be playing that dick helicopter game.
I think he was taking one of their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, hit a walk-on.
Hit him with that propeller penis.
Because Because we remember we talked about that. Walk-ons don't make teams, really.
But they don't play the same position. Wide out, and the other one's DB.
Oh. It don't matter. Folks is jealous of folks.
Suspensions are for violation of team rules, and neither school nor head coach Larry Fedora would connect it directly to the incident with Boyer. Fedora said the violation occurred earlier in the month. Hoyer was allegedly concussed earlier this month at a hotel where the team was holding training camp. It was a hazy incident that escalated into assault.
What a challenge.
Helicopter penis. Obviously, dog. Propeller penis. Why? Hey, man, look at my dick. Look at my dick, man. Get your dick off me. Boy, you gonna take this dick? And then you just start beating him up with it.
So what fight?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they hazing their football? Why is it allowed?
Mm-hmm.
They haze their jobs. They haze their jobs when you go to a job.
Man,
Carolina football team cannot stay out of trouble. They really gonna bring down the basketball team fucking around. Like Carolina's so protective of the basketball team, they'll fuck around and shut down football. They'll be like, yeah, we don't play that no more.
Hey.
Cause these niggas start to get us in trouble cause it's gonna start leaking out that we doing stuff.
Right.
Think about this. They so protective. Carolina could have gone, potentially won a championship with PJ Harrison on the team. And they said, fuck that shit. Get him the fuck up out of here.
Right. He fuck it up.
He gotta go.
Notre Dame is going to hold out their fifth player in an investigation. Reserve safety Elar Hardy has joined four other Notre Dame players being withheld from practice and games as the university investigates possible academic dishonesty and NCAA violations.
I thought they were separate from the NCAA. I thought they didn't.
No, they're in the NCAA.
They just didn't belong
to
a conference.
Not in a conference.
Yeah. Right, okay. But they still the NCAA.
Brian Kelly, the coach, said during a news conference Thursday that Hardy was not at practice, played in 10 games last season, starting at Pittsburgh and BYU, and finished with 26 tackles.
But he can't read.
Yep. So, Notre Dame getting in on this academic fraud as well, man.
Mm-hmm. Everybody can get some.
Yep.
They're going to start doing commercials with former players. Reading is fundamental. See, you got to read to get to this level of sports. And a university like Notre Dame ensures that we get our edumacation.
Hey, our black ass man, Kevin Sumlin,
mm-hmm.
He getting the credit, dog. Johnny Football gone. Now they got Kenny Football, and guess what? He black. And he set the record. He took Johnny Football's single game passing record down.
He looked kind of light skinned.
Yeah.
Do your thing, brother.
Do your thing, light skinned brother. Take that white man off them record books. Keep Kevin Sumlin in a job.
Grow and prosper.
Show what you can do when you don't have a bad attitude.
Now, I will say this. Don't start fucking up and making us look bad. You light skinned son of a bitch, you.
He had 511 yards and beat number 9, South Carolina, 52-28.
You think he out there just following the plays like he's supposed to?
He probably just out there not doing money team dances every time he fucking score a touchdown, saving his energy.
Imagine Johnny Football if he actually ran the plays like the coach ran up. They could have won a championship.
Nigga, South Carolina was number 9?
Not anymore.
Oh,
might
boy.
Not even make the playoffs now. Because didn't the new playoff system start this year?
Yeah, I think so. Yo, Texas A&M about to be my black power team,
dog. I might have to start watching them.
Yeah, like I normally don't watch college football. But you got a black quarterback and black coach, and they beating the dog shit out of these other people.
And he survived the firing with a white dude fucking up. And you getting all the blame. Not even the dude, Daddy. Johnny Manziel, Daddy didn't get any blame for the shit he did during the offseason. The coach did.
Right.
The hardest part of the night came after the celebration on the field. I just wanted to get the press conferences over with, said Hill, who hadn't spoken with reporters before. I get nervous up there. I love them.
Right, because you don't know what they're going to ask and shit like that.
You know who else said stuff like that? Russell Wilson. The light-skinned quarterback god.
The god.
He is short and sweet.
The prototype.
I'm not going to be up here for long.
I feel like one of his outcasts now.
Mm-hmm. Up there,
an outcast.
Up there with his pants on his waist. Where they supposed to go.
You are the prototype.
Getting his hair cut by a white dude in supercuts.
He washes before he cuts it.
Yeah, he's, when I use my Surface Pro, Jim, you missed a spot. Thank you. When I use my Surface Pro, I let the white man cut my hair. Because I'm staying away from you niggas. You're getting me in trouble.
And you know what else he did? He got rid of that white woman that was going to take half.
Take half. He said, get out of here.
He said, you got to go.
You was cheating on me because I wasn't black enough? You know she was cheating on. If you were any type of real, why can't you be like Richard Sherman? He was like, what?
He even notified the coach before he did it.
I'm going to divorce my wife.
So professional. He sent him an official email.
He said, so then you want us to sign the contract afterwards then? That's correct.
He had a meeting with his coach about his own, about shit going on in his personal life.
Yeah.
They had nothing to do with football.
He's like, how do you cut somebody from your personal team? It's like a cutting the
How do you want to get your roster from 1 to 0?
I need Hill to get a different nickname though.
You think he gave him a? You think they gave him a playbook though? Like he gave her his wife a play. I need your playbook.
I need no.
He had
another relative call her and be like, "Oh, yeah. I need to see you down in the den."
like Chad Johnson and shit.
Yep.
Walked in at midnight. I'm gonna need to see you. I'm gonna need to talk to you for a second.
Then we walked her out. He said, "So where's your key?" We're going to need the key, and we're also going to need the CSM card from your cell phone.
You're cut from team. You're cut from team, Wilson.
They took the SIM card. They took the SIM card.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to need
She'll
all
get no more discounts at the store?
No, I'm talking about her SIM card for her phone. No screenshots or anything.
No recording.
We're going to need your email passwords.
Kevin Sumlin said, we aren't a one-trick pony. Sound like some shade.
That was tasty.
Sound like some shade.
That was tasty.
We can do a lot.
But Hill would like a different nickname. He said, I don't really like Kenny football.
Yeah, get rid of that.
See, I like it. First of all, only nicknames that should stick are the ones you don't like anyway. But the reason I like it is because we get the shit on Johnny Manziel. For the next 4 years, if this kid, anytime this kid breaks one of his records,
right?
Be like, oh, do you mean? Oh, you mean the real Mr. Football, Kenny, the Black Football, Kenny fucking football?
Yeah, call him Mr. Football, Kenny Hill, something like that. Make him more grown man, Mister. Put that Mister in front of it,
Mr. Football.
Call me Mr. Football.
So yeah, man. Good for Kevin Sumlin, man. You know that was one of my pet agendas, man. I was nervous about Kevin Sumlin, and
we both were worried. We was like, will he make it past this season?
Yeah, I thought they was gonna try to, and you know what? It sounded like Johnny Manziel was the problem.
Yeah, looked like he about to get a raise too, man.
Mm-hmm.
NFL job in the future?
Maybe. I'll tell you who doesn't have an NFL job in the future. Josh Gordon. Also, the CFL said no, nigga. Nope.
Of course. You just got banned from drugs. No.
But can't they smoke marijuana in Canada?
Apparently, that plan is not going
to
work.
Because I assume that's the only reason he wanted to go.
You are not eligible to play in the Canadian Football League if you are under a season-long NFL suspension.
Right.
The CFL and NFL sources say.
Right.
Did his agent not think that through?
And this is probably an agreement that they made. They was like, look, if we suspend them, they can't come up there. They was like, okay. Mm-hmm.
They said, please. Please don't let them come play in your league.
Yeah. You know, he probably called up there and shit can we speak to, oh wait, hold on, what's wrong? Yeah. Hello, this is the Canadian Football League. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm a representative.
Wait, hold on, wait. It's Josh Gordon, man! I hear you got the gun up there, man!
Who is this?
It's me, guys, Josh Gordon. You might have heard of me, man.
Is this a prank call? Dave, is this you, Dave? Dave, I told you not to fuck around while I'm at work, Dave.
No, it's just me, Josh Gordon, down in Jamaica, down by the beach, boy.
Dave, you're a trip, man. Come on, cut it out, Dave. I'm at work, man. Come on.
You know, I got tree job.
Dave, come on, man. Cut it out, man.
I smoke the weed. I sell the weed. I buy the weed. I catch the touchdown. Four jobs.
Look, Dave, man. Look, we'll go smoking later. But look, man, I told you not to call me at work while with this prank.
You want to listen? I need to get high, man. And I understand you got the best ganja.
Wait,
is this, north of the border.
Wait, this who is this? Seriously, who is this?
It's Josh Gordon, man.
Wait. You talking about NFL player Josh Gordon?
Feed the rhythm.
This the real Josh Gordon.
Yes, man, it's me.
Well, how can I help you? What do you need?
I need a job, man. I ain't got no job.
Don't you
watch the news, boy?
I don't keep up with
Shaba.
NFL players.
Mr. Lava.
I don't keep up with NFL news. What you need a job up here for? What you want to be an analyst?
hold on, man. That was some good shit, man. Listen.
What you want to be an analyst or something? You retiring?
I just need a job for like a year, man.
Doing what though?
I want to play for the Canadian Rough Riders, man.
Why?
So I can, smoke the ganja? You guys, listen, man, it's Josh Gordon, dog. Hey, listen, man, y'all got legal weed up there, right?
Yeah, we do allow our players to smoke marijuana.
I'm just trying to see.
That's why Ricky Williams transferred.
I don't know if you heard, I got some time off, got a little vacation. Mm-hmm. That I might make it a workcation and, maybe, play for one of y'all teams up there, man. Well, y'all hiring?
You're on a vacation, but you want to play?
Yeah, I just want to get
for the Rough Riders.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In Canada.
That's right. Yeah, nothing's up. Just want to take some time off from the Browns and, just go down and, maybe, you know.
Wait,
hang
you
out.
Play for a Cleveland team?
No, not anymore. I mean, I'm taking some time.
Hey, you want to come here?
I'm taking some time off.
I can see why you want to come here and leave a Cleveland team.
Yeah, that's what it really is.
I can understand that. However,
now listen. Do not turn on the news.
However,
until I get there. Okay. I mean, no Sports Center, no MSNBC. I don't know what y'all watch up there on y'all TVs. Do not turn on the news until I get there and we sign the contract.
Well, hold on one moment. The automatic timer on my TV happens to be coming on
no,
right
no,
now.
No, just turn it off. Don't worry about that. Also, do not answer. I've already talked to Commissioner Goodell, so we don't even need to involve him in this.
Cleveland Browns player Josh Gordon.
No.
For 1 year for violating the league's substance abuse policy.
It
just announced on ESPN that you suspended for a year.
No, it said
for substance abuse.
No, I'm appealing that.
Steroids? Really? No. You doing steroids? You want to come play on our team?
No, I've never done steroids day in my life.
Well, it says the substance abuse policy.
Yeah, well,
What were you doing then?
I was just listening to some reggae gold and hanging out.
Right,
you know?
Nothing wrong with that. That's what we do. We like reggae up here in Canada.
So that's what I. That's the only thing I was overdosing on.
So you're not gonna fight the suspension?
Not steroids? I just thought, in case. I just thought it was a good chance to take a vacation, man. Look, are y'all going to hire me or not?
Look, man, to be honest, I mean, you black. You look like you caused a lot of trouble. I'm looking at your picture. Wait, it says marijuana.
What?
Wait, it just flashed across the screen. And you
sure? Oh, sorry. Hold on. Turn that down.
Are you high right now? Did you call me while you were high?
Listen, man. Listen. I'm just saying. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I want to get Chalupa Supreme. Yes, Doritos Locos Tacos on that shit too. Supreme extra sour cream. And also, let me get 2 chicken burritos, but I want them wrapped in quesadilla. Oh, y'all already got quesadillas? Y'all can make both of them. Give me the chicken quesadillas put the chicken burritos in there too, just in case. I want extra mild sauce. I want extra mild sauce. Oh, and I want to drink it down with a big ass cup of smoothie. Y'all sell smoothies? How y'all niggas don't sell no smoothies? Oh, what about ices then? Let me get some ices, man. Yeah, dog. Yeah. It's just for me. That's what's all right, man. All right. How much? Well, I mean, I don't got a job right now. I'm a little strapped for cash, but you know, that's why I fuck with y'all. It's only $4.37. Yeah. All right. All right. Cool. I'll be in second round of window. Yeah, man. I'm back, dog. So y'all hiring or what, man?
So like I was saying, Josh, look, I would love for you to come up here, visit. We'll go to churches, check in. You know, we got one mm-hmm. of those up here. We'll smoke. But
yeah, we could negotiate the contract
but
right
you
then.
But you can't play with us, sir. You want a vacation up here? Come visit. More than welcome. We'll hang out. You know what I mean? We'll go smoke something. I'll take you to churches. Come I know on. Y'all love chicken. But you can't play with us.
All right, man. I respect y'all's decision. I don't even think I could get on a plane right now anyway, legally, and get up there. So I get it, man. You know what I mean? Just keep me in mind for next year, because I'm probably going to fail again and get kicked out forever. So, I mean, once I get banned for life, can I come up there and play? I mean, I can't quit, man. Y'all don't drug test, do you? Because I can't quit.
Actually, no, we don't drug test for marijuana.
So, yeah, it's not a real drug. I mean, I was high most of the games. That's how I was catching them balls. Everything was in slow motion for me.
I mean, I have to check your stats, see what all you did, but
I'm good.
Yeah, you just look like a troublemaker.
Hey, man, what if he come back sober and he's terrible? Nobody ever thought about that.
He'll still get them checks, though.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
He should sign an extension while during the suspension.
He should.
He should hold out.
Well, you know he can't meet with the team in any capacity for a year.
I thought he played preseason.
No. Like, he can't even, like, the band, when the band starts for a full year, he can't have any involvement.
But that just went down, what, like this week?
I know.
So the other preseason games, he was out there, though, right?
I don't think so. I don't know. Was he? I didn't think he was. Maybe he was.
I don't know, but what are he going to do to
He's
stay
not
in
allowed
shape?
To practice, attend team meetings, or other club functions.
What are he going to do to stay in shape?
I don't know.
I mean, lift
jumping
the blunt,
jacks.
Lift the blunt to his mouth.
Do them jumping jacks like fucking Pookie and Scotty going to have to help him, dog.
Scotty, help.
Going to have to get him on that bike in the rain. The lightning.
Oh, man.
Adrian Peterson said he played for the Cowboys, but he told it to Jerry Jones in private secrecy, and then Jerry Jones told everybody.
Of course it's Jerry Jones.
He's a gossip.
Why would he think it's a secret?
And Adrian Peterson said, nah, I want to retire a Viking. So.
No, you don't. We don't. We
yeah,
we know
you've
you
been
don't.
Sucking with them for the past few years. Come on,
dog. Peterson's quote was more like, I told you that in privacy, man. How you gonna do me like this?
It's Jerry Jones who makes a stadium to show how big his dick is. Do you think he is concerned about you?
Nigga got caught in a lie for USC. Senior cornerback Josh Shaw claimed that he sprained both of his ankles while trying to rescue his 7-year-old nephew from a pool Saturday. Admitted that he made up the entire story Wednesday afternoon.
Why?
Apparently he jumped from the third story of his apartment building. Well, his girlfriend was there and sprained both his ankles.
But why did he jump is the question.
Right.
Steve Sarkisian said, we're extremely disappointed in Josh. He let us all down. As I have said, nothing in his background led us to doubt him when he told us of his injuries, nor did anything after our initial vetting of his story. USC said it regrets posting the initial story on Shaw on his athletics website. I appreciate that Josh has now admitted that he lied and has apologized. Although this type of behavior is out of character for Josh, it is unacceptable. Honesty and integrity must be the center of our program. I believe Josh will learn from this. I hope that he will not be defined by this incident and that the Trojan family will accept his apology and support him. Shaw, elected a team captain Saturday, has been suspended indefinitely from all team activities.
That's terrible. Josh Gordon did play 3 games.
In the preseason?
Yep.
Okay. Shaw has detained Donald Etra as outside counsel. Etra previously has represented celebrities such as Snoop Dogg and Rihanna. He released a statement. On Saturday, August 23rd, I injured myself in a fall. I made up a story about this fall that was untrue. I was wrong to not tell the truth. I apologize to USC for my action on my part. My USC coaches, the USC athletic department, and especially Coach Sarkisian have all been supportive of me during my college career. For that, I am very grateful.
But he hurt his ankles, right?
He fell from a balcony.
How severe?
Sprain.
It's not a severe ankle sprain. It's just a sprain.
I don't know.
So he can still play then.
Yeah, sounds like they don't want him around because he lied.
Why didn't he save that till practice and be like, oh shit, my ankle?
Why did he jump from the third story?
That's what you high, like, what was you drunk? What causes you to do that?
They say there's no criminal aspect to it whatsoever. And there's no need, Etcher said there's no need for them to contact the police, but that's his spokesperson. So maybe there is a need. I don't know. When asked if alcohol was a factor, Etcher said that there was none involved and his client does not drink. Was they arguing? Like, because I know a woman can drive you that crazy.
She provoked him to jump out the third floor.
You want me to just jump then? You want me to just jump to just kill myself? Is that what you want? Because I do it.
Is this the new wave? Instead of beating him, you injure yourself?
Why do you have to play video games so much? And he just ran out the fucking screen door. I'm so sick of your shit.
Shit.
Oh, ouch. According to someone at the apartment complex, USC defensive back Josh Shaw got into an argument with his girlfriend.
Oh.
The two went their separate ways. Someone else called police.
Literally.
And when Shaw returned to the apartment, he saw police and jumped off his girlfriend's balcony.
He broke it off. You think he broke it off right on the balcony?
I don't know.
Oh, man. What? The 911 call. That's what we need. That's what we need.
Was he screaming and going down at the same time?
Well, I guess if he saw the police, nobody needed to call, but still.
Yeah, I guess he saw them cops. He said, oh, shit. I know how this goes with young black men.
The third floor, though?
I'll be back.
Hey, he really wanted to get away.
Hey, you never seen I'm Gonna Get You Sucker?
Yeah.
You can take the flow. I mean, you can take the stairs or the wheel or the window.
Hey, man.
He took the window.
Whoa. Because he saw the cop. They need come. And be like, hey, I play for USC. I haven't done anything. Look, it ain't no bruises on her. There's nothing broken in this house.
Hey, man. I just respect the fact that he lied so big. He told the biggest lie you could think of. Like,
he wanted to make
I was trying to save my 7-year-old nephew from dying in a pool.
So I jumped in. I was only on the second floor.
Yeah. Like, did the police, like, roll up on him? He was still laying there holding his ankles. Oh, man.
They must have never questioned him about that. Like they never questioned him about that, apparently. Like, they showed up and she was like, what the fuck y'all want? Ain't nobody here but me.
Yeah. Sir, why are you holding your ankles? Your girlfriend, someone called us today. Was a disturbance in your home? Would you believe I was, trying to save my nephew?
He was sucking it up like that.
That Peter Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. See, I saw somebody about to rape somebody, so I jumped off the top of the building.
Sir, you okay? Do you have asthma? Why are you breathing like that?
There was a fire, and I needed to save some people, so I jumped off the top of the roof.
Sir, why are your feet facing the wrong direction?
Yeah. Did someone try to hobble
like that?
Someone try to hobble you like Misery?
Sir, why is one leg longer than the other right now?
Yeah.
Sir, what happened to your shoes?
Another nigga, Dimitri Patterson, cornerback for the Jets, got suspended indefinitely. They still expecting to be back by the regular season, but apparently he like went AWOL. After the Thursday game for the Jets, he just like didn't show up to work anymore.
Is he related to Cedric Sabalas?
Right. He was taking a jet ski to Miami.
He was like, fuck it.
As it relates to my whereabouts and me missing for 48 hours without being seen or heard from me or my representative.
Seen or heard.
That is completely false. He said that his agent said in a text to Josina Anderson, well, we can all trust her. You know how she does with her text. My agent reached out to the Jets organization multiple times several hours prior to Friday night's game. My commitment to the Jets organization and to my teammates has never been an issue and never will be an issue.
but where was you at for two days?
Yeah, but they saying they didn't know where you was at.
Check my Twitter feed.
As it relates,
look at my Instagram.
I was tweeting from the facility.
As it relates,
I posted a pic.
As it relates to the rumors about my frustration in regards to the depth chart, that is totally and completely false. In 9 years, I have never had control over the depth chart.
You've been in the league 9 years? Never heard of this dude.
Yeah. The Jets didn't respond to a request for comment. But, come on, man. He lying like shit. You know, he was mad about that depth chart. He tried to pull a stack jack.
Man, they probably called the police and everything, worried about that dude.
Right.
The suspension as well as additional discipline for the team is levied for the Jets. They termed an unexcused absence, which irked the organization and some teammates. The mystery started Friday night when Patterson didn't show up for the Jets game against the New York Giants at MetLife Stadium. Team officials tried frantically to locate him, not knowing until the next day through his agent that he was safe and unharmed. Patterson met Sunday night with Ryan and general manager John Idzik, explaining his behavior. The Jets have refused to divulge Patterson's reasoning, but the well-traveled 31-year-old veteran was disgruntled with his role on defense, according to a source.
He got to go, man. Why he not just fired?
Because the Jets signed him to a 1-year, $3 million contract at free agency.
Oh, cheap.
Projected him as a starter. It was controversial signing because of Patterson's injury history. 33 missed games since 2011. Shit, that's like a whole couple. That's two whole seasons.
Right.
And one game. Because they failed to sign any big name corners in free agency. Patterson was hurt early in training camp, suffering calf, ankle, and quadricep injuries.
Damn, hurt again.
His whole legs, by the way. Calf, ankle, quadricep. Shit. He played poorly in the first preseason game and spent the next 2 weeks in the sideline rehabbing.
Still cut him. Get your $3 million back.
Yeah, Dimitri. Well, you can't get it all back. It doesn't work like that.
Oh.
But yeah, Dimitri Patterson, dog. Just stopped going to work. That's like me and my last day at Wendy's.
I will not be returning.
USC player quit in the wake of the other player that jumped off the balcony. Because he quit and he accused the coach of being a racist.
Oh, my.
Smoke this fire.
USC head coach is Steve Sarkisian. Anthony Brown was a redshirt senior at the Chargers football team, but he quit today, a decision that may have had something to do with him being switched from defensive back to running back. After he quit, he posted this message on Instagram. Couldn't play for a racist man, 4! Sark treated me like a slave in his office. Couldn't play for a racist man.
Was he fucking your girlfriend too?
I don't know.
Cause that Jack say, you know, not that Jack, but Scarface say that fuck your woman.
Sarkisian was even asked about this press conference today. Sark said he was shocked that Anthony Brown accused him of being racist. He wanted Brown on the team and felt he could help, but not in the position that he wanted to play, basically.
That's about his education. That's what counts. He didn't quit school. He just quit the team.
Yep. So as long as he can get educated. Brown told TMZ about his decision to leave. I called a meeting up with this disrespectful guy. He called me a coward, all types of fuck words. Fuck words?
How many ways are there?
He stereotyped my mom and dad like he belittled me to another level. I just responded, yes, sir, no, sir. Never been treated like that before. Don't wish upon anyone. That's who he is.
That's not surprising because a lot of coaches are taught, you know, that's kind of their culture to talk to the players. And as far as they're concerned.
Man, you don't disrespect nobody, mama.
Yeah.
I don't care what race you are. I don't care where you was raised or brought up.
Oh, I agree.
Y'all talk about nobody, mama. That's in any culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Man, you talk about that.
What do you think his future is in the NFL?
Not one time in that statement that you was reading, Carrie, did he say he let himself down.
What's in his mouth?
The problem with Josh Gordon is that he surrounded himself with people that tell him what he wants to hear instead of what he needs to know.
Man.
See, Josh Gordon and Skip, give me just a second here. Let me explain something to you. Josh Gordon probably grew up like I did. And we consider ourselves buses because we carry a lot of folks, family, relatives, friends. So a lot of people is counting on Josh Gordon. You don't want him to stop that bus and ask you to get off. So if you tell Josh Gordon he has a problem, there's a good chance he's going to stop the bus and ask you to exit. See, the problem that I have with Josh Gordon, he won't admit that he has a problem. See, even the smoke that was in his lungs, the molecule that had was broken down in his body, belonged to someone else. It came through secondhand smoke.
Yep.
He won't admit that there is a problem. Therein lies the problem. Now, we can come up here and say, well, the NFL should do more. The Cleveland Browns should do more. But you can only do what a man will allow you to do.
Yep.
And Josh Gordon won't allow any help because he doesn't think he is a problem. Now, we give it a nice name. You know, we've become very, what's the word I want to use? we're politically correct.
Yep.
Oh, he's an addict. Well, I'm going to simplify it for you. He's a junkie. See, and when we call junkies, we think of meth, heroin, cocaine. Josh Gordon is a marijuana junkie. Simple. That's what he is. He can't stop. He can't help himself. Because here, just what he did. This is $50 million.
Mm-hmm.
He just threw it away. Because he can't stop. Because see, that's what an addict does. See, an addict, no matter what the consequences and what the rewards are, he was willing to suffer the consequences over the rewards, the financial rewards.
Yep.
So he just said, you know what? I don't care. And for him, even if it was secondhand smoke, you know you're not supposed, you're one strike away from being gone for a year. So you know you should not even be in the presence of someone that's doing that. And for you to allow yourself
yep.
to be in that company, it shows me that you have no regard. The NFL, to have the credibility that it wants to maintain through the CBA drug policy, they had to suspend it for nothing less than a year.
Yep. Okay.
And it's the rule.
Okay, for the record, it has been reported that Josh Gordon actually went to rehab late last July, July 24th. Well, he couldn't have lasted very long because then he was in camp soon after that. So I don't know what kind of a rehab stint that really was. And obviously, I'm going to guess it didn't really take.
No.
But, yeah, that's just funny, man.
Yeah, he really sounds like he chewing on hay. I mean, I know a lot of people can't see it, but, like, he literally looked like Mr. Ed chewing on the goddamn apple.
I never heard anything he said because I was too busy looking at his mouth.
Right.
Yeah, I actually have the audio from when Josh Gordon went to the rehab facility.
My name is Thurgood. Hi. I'm here today because I'm addicted to marijuana.
You would get up some marijuana? Marijuana? Man, this is some bullshit.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
I've seen them.
Now that's an addiction, man. You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
Move this man!
And that's why he was only in rehab for a little bit of time.
they got rid of him.
They wouldn't let him stay, man.
Like you have a weed. Why was Shannon Sharp so passionate about his speech, though?
Some marijuana.
Was he?
I don't know.
Is his wife a former junkie or something? What?
He's a marijuana junkie.
It's like he's going through that right now with a family member.
Man, that format of Skip Bayless sitting there listening to a passionate black man is so bad. I hate it.
Right.
There's always a nigga that's going in extra hard on something, and then Skip Bayless going, okay.
I agree.
Yep, okay. Well, you said it, not me.
Right, that's all you don't get from
Skip. And
skill.
She provokes you. Okay, yeah, got it.
Get a little more room to hang yourself, and there you go. Because we're getting a little too politically correct. Anytime you start a sentence with that, you're about to say something stupid.
Right.
And insensitive. Because you can't even call nobody a marijuana junkie now. You got to call them an addict. What kind of bullshit is this? Tom Brady was very upset that Logan Mankins got traded. Bullshit.
Oh, did he lose his friend?
Bullshit. He's lying like shit. Bullshit. He don't care. He could have spoke up for him before he got traded. Tom Brady always does just to make himself look like he the good guy.
He did with Wes Welker too, didn't he?
Oh, we traded him. Oh, damn, I love Wes Welker, man. He the best. Anyway, as long as I get my money.
He did get his money.
My check cleared. Mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving is the starter over Derrick Rose at Team USA.
We called it.
Yep. They need to cut Derrick Rose.
Yep. They should have definitely kept, we did talk about it after the show, but they should have kept those boys from Washington.
Yep. John Wall and
Bill.
Bill.
Yep. And they definitely should have kept Portland point guard.
Yeah, Damian Lillard.
They shouldn't have cut him at all. Keep Derrick Rose for what?
Yeah, I would have cut the shit out of Derrick Rose. You need to go home and rehab your knee anyway, man.
Right.
And it's not like we looking at 3 years, 2 years from now, whenever they play.
Mm-hmm.
Derrick Rose, he won't have a knee to walk
with. He may not even be in the league itself.
Damian Lillard will be a much bigger star by then. People hate Derrick Rose.
Yeah, Coach K said he might alternate starters, but I say just keep Kyrie in. Shelly Sterling said Donald Sterling doesn't make racist comments when he's around her, and I say that's because she's a white woman and they don't talk about it because she's a liar also. Yep. You know, he definitely say some racist shit to her.
What
did he say when he got
her
to go check the buildings? Hey, you go check the buildings illegally and see if any black people are there? I mean, I'm not gonna say any racist comments though. That's
right.
You know, don't want to offend anybody.
Well, they're not racist to her, so therefore she doesn't view it as racist.
Yeah. Right. That's what's the problem. Yes.
She's a goddamn lie. Ray Rice. After the Rice incident, the NFL has now changed their policy for domestic violence. Disciplinary actions will start with 6 games if you get caught, and at least a year for the second. Time to get caught.
And they mad at Ray Rice.
And it just says accused of domestic violence. So I don't even think they need to get a conviction.
And the thing is, I hate to be like this, they shouldn't. I feel as though women make up 40% of the fan base in the NFL. We matter. And too many crimes, people have been beating women, you know, punching them, all kinds of shit, and nothing has happened. I was looking on Twitter, you know, a lot of people talking about where their assertiveness. No, just don't motherfucking put your hands on a goddamn woman. Fuck with the money, and you know what? You're going to cause teams to be proactive versus reactive. You're going to cause teams to actually start sitting down with players and talking to players and be like, hey, dog, keep y'all motherfucking hands off these goddamn women because y'all affect the team. Like, I know you might not give a fuck about your money, but we care about winning. And it's just one of those things where I'm glad that this is official rule and you're not leaving it up to Roger Goodell, the goddamn principal, to make the motherfucking rules. This should have been in stone a long time ago. And truth be told, this is not enough to me. Have sexual assault in there also.
I agree. I would also add that, you know, they need to make sure that counseling is part of this.
Right.
Whether it's couples counseling, by yourself counseling, I mean, each situation is going to be different. But they need to make sure that that's part of it. And the other thing that people need to understand is that this is not a catch-all.
No.
People only think the NFL can only control what they can control, which is how you play on the field and all this shit. They're not the law. So if some people are like, well, women won't report that they're getting abused because the man might lose his job and then they won't have a source of income. They can already make that rational decision. Like, they can already decide that.
Yeah, and
like there's women right now getting beat by a nigga at work at Kenny Shoes for this reason.
Right.
And somebody was like, well, NFL players have more to lose. It doesn't matter how much you have to lose when with a lot of these crimes, because what you're trying to solve is a crime of passion. And it's not normally logical.
Mm-mm.
It comes from an illogical, possessive place that is very jealous and angry. And I don't think that they're necessarily thinking about, oh, I might get suspended 6 games when they're beating their wife's face in. Like,
mm-mm.
Think about how angry you have to get to physically assault somebody you supposed to love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be like, oh, well, I would have beat her for 2 games, but 6? You know what I mean? So
right. If you've already crossed that line, you really don't give a fuck about the consequences.
Yeah, to me, this is more about shutting up reporters, shutting up the media, and it's going to work. The media is going to feel like, hey, we had our power, and I'm not mad or upset at it. You can never go too... You'll never be able to go too light on domestic violence punishments, as far as everybody's concerned. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this is executed, because a lot of Goodell's commissionership has completely been about placating the media and framing the stories where he's the good guy. Mm-hmm. And this is just, to me, another case of that. Because at the end of the day, there was no limit that he had when going to, when dealing with Ray Rice.
Yep, case by case.
And he had a chance to set precedent there, and he decided it was two games, and then everybody got in his shit.
And that's what caused the issue. Yeah. You have it about, like y'all said, the drug policy. You have a set rule. You do this, this happened. You do this, this happened. You do this, this happened. That's because you care more about motherfuckers getting high than you do about women getting beat.
Yeah.
So. I know everybody else mad, because a lot of them dudes beat their women. And
right.
They looking at their ass like, nigga, this what you brought upon us?
Yeah, now, right. Ain't now good. I can't beat my woman because of you?
Nope. Divorce her ass then, if you feel like you got to do that much.
Yeah, but whoa, yeah, whoa. I like the policy.
I know nobody's talking divorce. They just want to beat her, Karen. What? You're taking it a little too far now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's nothing wrong with a little
Attica,
beating.
Attica! I'm sorry.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm taking it to the extreme.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Hey Mamba. Hey Mamba. Kobe Bryant is studying Paul Pierce's game so he can learn how to adjust his game as a veteran.
Okay.
All right,
girl.
Oh, shit.
Yep. He's finally ready to admit that, hey, I don't have the athleticism I need anymore. It's fading away. Paul Pierce has never had athleticism, so maybe I can follow his steps. Kobe Bryant, preparing for this season, told his friends that the player he is analyzing as an example of adjusting your game as you get older is fellow 36-year-old Paul Pierce. This is part of the goal to become more efficient on the court, said Bryant. I'm going to max my last 2 years out, too, to do whatever I can. Leave no stone unturned, no water left in the sponge. The 36-year-old shooting guard made it clear that he knows he won't be the same player he was before. He's doing everything he can, though, to remain as effective. There are certain things that my body can't do that I used to be able to do, Bryant admits. And you have to be able to deal with those. First, you have to be able to figure out what those are. Last year, when I came back, I was trying to figure out what changed, and that's a very hard conversion to have. Bryant pauses. So when I hear the pundits and people talk saying, well, he won't be what he was, you know what? You're right. I won't be. But just because something evolves doesn't make it any less better than it was before.
Right.
I'll be sharper, much more efficient in areas. I'll be limited in terms of what you see me do versus a couple years ago, but very, very methodical, very, very purposeful.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually very smart.
That's why he the best, man.
Mm-hmm.
No ego about it.
Just killed all those critics right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Say, y'all worried about it? I'm worried about it.
Right.
So, all right, man. We're out of here. We'll be back. Actually, next week, we'll be out of town for my brother's wedding. So, no balls deep next week. Mm-mm. But we will come back and do a show for y'all the week after, hopefully. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I will email all you people about the ESPN league, and we'll set up a draft time hopefully this weekend. Mm-hmm. And we'll get that taken care of. So until next week, y'all, peace out.